is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
A suicide bomber strikes in Israel. In the Duke lacrosse team case,
indictments could come today.
The San Francisco earthquake, 100 years on.
With the house shaking, the windows rattling, it was scary.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A suicide bomber has struck in Tel Aviv during the Jewish Passover holiday. Authorities say six people have been killed and at least 35 others have been wounded in the attack. Police say some of the injured are in serious condition. The militant group Islamic Jihad is claiming responsibility. Today's bombing took place near a restaurant that was the target of a blast in January that wounded 20 people. But the Duke University campus is reeling from rape allegations against members of the lacrosse team. And now authorities may be poised to hand up indictments. We're live in Durham with CBS's Jim Crisula.
District Attorney Mike Nifong, Nick, is expected to seek indictments in the racially charged case when he goes before a grand jury within a couple of hours. A 27-year-old black woman, a mother of two and student at North Carolina Central University, claims she was raped by several white men during a Duke University men's lacrosse team party March 13th. Defense lawyers say the DNA test failed to show any connection in the case. Live in Durham, North Carolina, I'm Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, a new development in Aruba in the case of missing Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King. Peter, what's happened and how significant is it?
The police have arrested a new suspect, 19-year-old Jeffrey Van Crumvioort. The significance, anyone's guess right now. He's due in court this morning where a judge will decide whether there's enough evidence to hold him. Joe Tacopina, the attorney for one of the original suspects, tells the CBS Early Show that a renewed investigation is focusing on
all leads that should have been looked at 11 months ago, things like other predators on the beach, things like forensic evidence that wasn't followed up on.
Natalie Holloway was last seen May 30th leaving a bar on the last night of her high school graduation trip to Aruba. Nick?
In Baghdad today, the trial of Saddam Hussein went back into session. Prosecutors and defense attorneys wrangled over the results from handwriting experts who say Saddam did sign documents connected with the executions of 148 Shiites in 1982 following an assassination attempt. The trial has now adjourned until Wednesday. You can expect the sparks to fly this morning in a Houston courtroom when former Enron executive Jeffrey Skilling goes back on the witness stand to face the start of cross-examination by prosecutors. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says the tone should definitely change from Skilling's first 4 days of testimony.
I think we'll see a lot more tension, a lot more hostility, and a much shorter answers this week from Skilling under cross-examination than we saw last week when he took friendly questions from his own lawyer, turned to jurors, and talked to them like he was teaching them a finance course.
Well, this is the week the jury in the Zacharias Moussaoui case should begin weighing his fate. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering in Alexandria, Virginia.
Once again, defense lawyers find themselves scrambling to minimize the damage caused by their own defendant. The last thing jurors heard before taking their weekend break was Moussaoui's joy over the September 11th attacks and his disgust over the anguish of victims and relatives. While he expressed a hatred for everything American, that apparently doesn't include some popular sayings here, such as "make my day" and "no pain, no gain." He used those to describe his reaction to 9/11. The jury will likely get the case this week. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
It's the latest batch of crash tests. This time, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has ranked small cars and minivans.
People do buy minivans to protect their families, and so it's important that those vehicles in particular offer the kind of safety that families are looking for.
Top performers, the Kia Sedona and Subaru Impreza, and the test results confirm that paying extra for optional side impact airbags makes solid safety sense. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster. major outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Lacerations and bite marks in the legs.
Wildlife officials did track down the animal and killed it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you. We are looking good to start off your drive this morning. I-25 moved along just fine as you come out of Thornton North Glen. We're checking clear on I-70 between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, 225 and the Turnpike. Also trouble-free at the moment. Now around town, we're still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, Rapo, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road. Also in great shape to start off your drive. Now, checking the forecast, going to be sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s. We're already at 49 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight, the network that brought you Deal or No Deal, America's wildest hour of TV, is about to do it again. Tonight on NBC, after Deal or No Deal, the premiere of Celebrity Cooking Showdown. 9 celebrities, 3 top chefs, 50 minutes to cook a 3-course gourmet meal. You've never seen anything like this. Deal or No Deal, Celebrity Cooking Showdown, plus the first of 5 all-new mediums, NBC Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Puzzle. It can't go forward unless all the parts are in place. And they're just not yet.
Well, meanwhile, in the absence of a new government, the insurgents are out there attacking both Iraqi and American troops. 47 U.S. troops killed already this month compared to 31 all of last month.
Well, we were actually just out with the commanding general of Iraq, George Casey, last Thursday. We went to Fallujah, and some of the commanders were briefing him on a spike in violence, a spike in attacks against U.S. forces. They said it seemed as if in al-Anbar province, al-Qaeda was trying to prove that it was still there. Whereas in other parts of Iraq, the number of attacks against Americans are still stable or falling, and it's the Iraqi security forces that are paying the highest price.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What's wrong, Gnarlman?
My life's over, Dorfman.
Could be worse. Could be my life.
Bob filled in for me while I was on vacation.
Bob from Account Temps?
Did all my financial reporting in 3 days.
Doesn't that take you...
A week, yeah. Now Mr. Fernwell can't stop singing Bob's praises.
I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Bob's the man. Gives every job all he can. Nicer pants than the average man. That's Bob.
Tough one.
When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. We step right in and get the job done quickly and correctly. Call or visit us at AccountTemps.com.
The Osgood File, April 17th, 2006.
This is the hour of...
No power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's the moment I've been waiting for since Friday night. Monday morning. Oh, Lord. Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. It's going to be a really nice day today. High today, 78 under partly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I hope you had a good weekend. Mary and I certainly had a good time Friday night at the Patricia Schroeder dinner in Aurora, Arapahoe County Democrats, and saw a lot of old friends. And there were a ton of people there, and we really had a good time. Thanks to all the great people who sat at our table. And Peggy Lamb, who sat with us. Hello to Molly Cullum, who is running for the State House. She's running in Colorado House number 39. She's got this event coming up the night of the 28th, Friday the 28th, called Mollyoke, which is like a takeoff on karaoke, which is a fundraiser to kick off her campaign. And she's an awful, awful nice person. Molly Cullum is her name. So if you're in Colorado House District 39, you got to vote for Molly Cullum. And I'll have information about that Mollyoke thing. I'll give it tomorrow during the show. How was your weekend, Mr. Turk?
Fairly uneventful. You know, had some friends in from out of town. Did the whole Easter thing yesterday. Had a bunch of kids over. 9 kids at my house. So, you know, just did that.
Didn't get out and play any golf?
I did play golf on Saturday morning, yes. Escaped the rain, teed off right after that nasty storm rolled through here. I don't know if it was like at your house, but it was like there was a tornado where I lived. It was so windy on Saturday morning. What about you?
Mary said she heard the rain. I didn't hear it. I was asleep, so I didn't hear that whether it rained or it had not rained. I just saw that it was wet outside, but I didn't actually hear the rain.
It felt like, or it sounded like we were living in Florida in hurricane season. Is what it felt like. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And went outside, all of my stuff on my patio was getting blown around. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the doggonest thing about doing this particular shift, being here between 6 and 10 in the morning. Both of us have to get up, and everybody I know who does this has this problem. You get up early, and so then when Friday night comes along, Saturday morning, and Saturday night, Sunday morning, you're still up at 3 o'clock in the morning, even though you don't have to go to work.
It's weird. It's like an internal clock. You know, your body knows when to wake up. It's like this morning, my alarm went off. I didn't even have to wait for my alarm to go off. It was just, I woke up at about 4 o'clock. Don't even need it anymore.
No. So what time did the rain roll in? About 4?
Rain probably rolled in about 4, 4:30, and it was just windy. And then it kind of went away about 9, 9:30, and then the weather was great on Saturday. Beautiful. I love Colorado in April. Isn't it nice here?
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. All right, we got all kinds of folks on the show here this morning. We've got Ed Schultz. Big Ed will be here. This morning at 7:30, we'll talk to him about the six retired generals who want Donald Rumsfeld gone. There are two that have defended him. One of them is, of course, Richard Myers, who was on George Stephanopoulos. He was on this week yesterday, I believe it was. I believe it was on Stephanopoulos' show, defending Rumsfeld. Also at 8 o'clock, Congressman Mark Udall will be here from the 2nd Congressional District. Saw him Friday night. At the Patricia Schroeder dinner, and boy, he's a popular guy. People were like swarming all over him, and he'll be here to talk about our problems with Iran, among other things. And then we got something a lot of people don't ever talk about, but it's back there on the back burner. Should tax return information remain private? The IRS doesn't think so. The agency recently proposed new rules that would allow tax preparers like H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt to sell the sensitive personal information, name, address, and social security number, employer income, and charitable donations contained in America's tax returns to any and all interested third parties. Probably saw some reports about this on the news, including those located in foreign countries. And our guest is Representative Pete Stark, who is introducing legislation with other Democrats to prevent the Bush administration from moving forward with their proposal. Congressman Stark is serving his 17th term in Congress, and as a senior member of the Committee on Ways and Means with jurisdiction over the U.S. tax policy, he's a vocal advocate of taxpayer privacy and tax reform. And Stark is recognized as one of the nation's foremost supporters of tax fairness. While chairman of the Subcommittee on Select Revenue Measures, Stark played a leading role in shaping the Historic Tax Reform Act of 1986. Stark represents the 13th Congressional District in the state of California. So we'll have him on to talk about taxpayer privacy. 303-713-7600. And good morning. It is Monday morning. I got this letter, this email from this guy. I'm tempted to read this. I never read my emails. I never read my emails on the air, hardly ever. But I'm tempted to read this guy's email, and it's about the ongoing topic that doesn't seem to ever want to go away, doesn't ever seem to want to leave, and that's the topic of illegal immigration. And there's a column on Sunday in the Denver Post, and I wish I could remember the woman's name who wrote it, because I can't remember her name. But she was talking about how if you're sitting in public with another Hispanic and you're speaking Spanish, people are now starting to give you dirty looks. They immediately assume that you're an illegal immigrant. And I've had several callers on this show with this, you know, with this drive that everybody's got to speak English. Now, I agree. I mean, if you want to become a United States citizen, you should have to learn English. I mean, English is one of the ties that binds this country together. However, having said that, if two people who are American citizens want to speak German, French, Italian, Spanish, Swedish, whatever it is, I don't think they should have to be compelled to have to speak English in public. But this guy sends me, the thing that gets me about all of this whole immigration thing, the thing that troubles me, and I can't get it off my mind, this whole illegal immigration thing. And the thing that troubles me about it, and I guess it's what leads me to, you know, talk about it at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 here on a Monday morning. And I'm sure there's some of you out there going, oh, no, here we go again. He's going to get into this again. But the thing that I can't get off my mind, the thing that I can't get away from is even if you're, you know, even if you believe that the border should be secured, even if you and I think most of us do, but if you believe that they should be locked down, that you don't, that, you know, that you believe... I'm looking for a way to phrase this. I'm not putting into words here what I mean. Okay, let me try it this way. The people that we're dealing with on all sides of the issue, and particularly the illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, whichever term you choose to use, are human beings. They're not animals. They're not, by and large, evildoers, as the president likes to term people. No, they're not. There are exceptions to the rule, as there is with everybody. And what we get in the media now are all of these stories highlighting, and talk radio is the worst at this, highlighting the worst aspects of illegal immigrant behavior and acting as if it's the norm, not an aberration. And you know the example that I would give would be if I got on this morning and said, and I believe that this happened in Oklahoma, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I just happen to think about this. How about this guy who's going to get arraigned today for murder, is going to get charged with murder and arraigned today for killing that little girl, hiding her body in his apartment, and he bragged on the internet that he wanted to eat human flesh. Have you seen that story? Now, that guy's Caucasian. Now, do we assume by that story that all white males are predators of young girls, that they want to engage in disgusting, deviant behavior? Because after all, there are a lot of white males out there that are child molesters. But does that mean that every white male you run into is a child molester? So when you have things like illegal immigrants hit people and kill them while drunk driving, illegal immigrants commit other crimes, does that mean that all of the illegal immigrants that are here in this country are criminals? Now, technically, they've broken the law because they've broken the civil law by coming here. But are they bad people? Or are they human beings just seeking to try to get a leg up in the world, make some money, get a better life, feed their families? I mean, I can't... This taking of a group of people and dehumanizing them, you know, I just can't get it out of my head. I can't get it out of my head. And this guy's email that he sent me is kind of along this line. And I think what I want to do is I want to read the email to you, and then I want to get your response to it at 303-713-7600, or you can respond to anything I've said so far at 303-713-7600. It's the hour of no power. And I'll tell you something, the thing that makes the hardest to come to work here, the hardest to get on and do this every single morning, the thing that drives me the craziest about this is this intense, twisted hatred and vilification of people. And we all do it. It's human nature, but it's like, it just seems that it's way, way, way out of control. 620 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. You can win that eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to do it now. Sign up at AM760.net, and thanks for being here.
Tonight, the network that brought you Deal or No Deal, America's wildest hour of TV, is about to do it again. Tonight on NBC, after Deal or No Deal, the premiere of Celebrity Cooking Showdown. 9 celebrities, 3 top chefs, 50 minutes to cook a 3-course gourmet meal. You've never seen anything like this. Deal or No Deal, Celebrity Cooking Showdown, plus the first of 5 all-new mediums. NBC Tonight.
Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends April 30th.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Suppose I gave you responsibility for walking 3 young children across a busy parking lot. They have little minds of their own, and sometimes drivers aren't paying all that much attention. So for the Sienna minivan, Toyota has dual power sliding doors. Push a button, and by the time your kids reach the car, the doors are already wide open, and they can get safely inside. The back hatch can also open automatically for you to load groceries or soccer balls or lovable but hyperactive dogs. And the quicker those are out of the way, the easier it is to keep your eyes on those little people you're responsible for. This may seem like a small thing, dual power sliding doors, but if you've ever had to manage kids in a parking lot, you can see how bright an idea it is. And now, you can get terrific deals on the intelligently designed Sienna minivan. Toyota, a smart way to keep moving forward.
Standard on XLE and limited models only.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a 4-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a 2-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you 4-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final, details on site.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6. High today, 78, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you. Is this Pearl Jam? No. Neil Young.
Red, white, and blue.
Is it Neil Young with Pearl Jam?
People shuffling their feet.
Oh, it's Neil Young rocking in the free world.
In their shoes.
I like this song.
There's a warning sign on the
road. Yeah, as I said today, high 78. Don't forget to sign up to win that EcoTrip. Get in the drawing for the EcoTrip and all the other fabulous prizes at am760.net. Good Monday morning. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Okay, let me read this guy's email. I tried to respond to this guy, too. There's just some people you can't. I don't know. You just can't reach some people. And it's really, I find this really hard to deal with. Says, Jay, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I tell you that this invasion of foreign nationals, not immigrants in parentheses, is a losing issue for Democrats. If we are not as tough as the other side will be, so it's a losing issue for Democrats if we are not as tough as the other side will be. No amnesty, close the borders, deport illegals, apply from outside the U.S. only. The military is large enough to do the job, secure the border, round up illegals, put them in barbed wire enclosures next to the border, fingerprint and photo them, give them water, and march them at gunpoint back across the border. Two electric fences, 100 yards apart, mines in between, hard, yes. And then the guy signs it, Robert. Now, maybe nobody wants to pick up on this on Monday morning, but how do you respond to this guy? At 303-713-7600. You know the part that horrified me? Put them in barbed wire enclosures. You know, in Florida, that Chrome Detention Center has always bothered me as well. I'm not saying you can't. There aren't people who shouldn't be in jail. I'm not saying there aren't people who shouldn't be arrested. But stop for a second and think about this scenario. Think about what this would look like. If we run around detaining people, checking them out to determine if they were illegal, then rounding them up and warehousing them behind barbed wire. Do you find that to be acceptable behavior on the part of this country? See, that really bothers me. I really don't want to be a part of a system that would do something like that. Simply because somebody risks their lives to come into this country to get a job. There's got to be a more rational way to work this thing through. And there's got to be a more rational way to figure this thing out. And you know, maybe I'm not going to get one call this morning on this. But I got this on Friday, and you know what? There was no way I could not get on the air and read this and say something about it. Because government policy isn't right here. But what's happening is segments of society and people in general are being singled out and vilified. And what does that solve? And we were, you know, you ever talk to anybody? Well, let me tell you a story about a guy I knew. I work with a guy in Salt Lake City. I did mornings there. And had a very, 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 very popular morning show. And it was not talk radio. It was country music. Because, as I've said before here, that you know, I was a country music disc jockey for about 17, 18 years. And I don't want to give the guy's name, but he was Japanese. His first name was Troy. And Troy's grandfather had a flower business. Had a flower shop. in San Francisco. And this is before World War II. And with the advent of World War II, Troy's grandfather, Troy's father, and Troy's mother were rounded up and were put in one of the internment camps during World War II. I want to say it was Toluca Lake, because they were Nisei, American Japanese. And Troy's grandfather lost his flower shop, and they stayed interned for, you know, a good long part of the war. And it damaged Troy's grandfather. He never spoke much after that. And they moved to Salt Lake City, and they had to start all over again. Now, they were no more a threat to the United States of America than the man on the moon. And then, since, of course, years later, we admit and we've come to the grips with the idea that what we did to the Nisei Japanese here in this country was wrong by rounding them up. Once again, I'm not saying that you should come here illegally. I'm not saying that illegals, you know, that breaking the law, even if it's only a civil law, is right. But the idea of going and rounding people up and keeping them in barbed wire enclosures, there's something inhumane about that and troubling about that. And making people out to be extreme criminals when what they're looking for is a job and a chance. And you know what else it does, too? I'll tell you something else it does, and then we'll go to Bailey and get the traffic. But I want to throw in this last thing. By having this kind of attitude towards illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, you know what it does? It takes the pressure off of the business wing of the Republican Party. It takes the pressure off the big business wing of the Republican Party and off the business interests. The profit from hiring illegals. After all, aren't they breaking the law too? But you don't hear much discussion about that. In the emails that I get, like this one, I don't get much discussion about the business interests part of it. I get very little. What I get mostly is going after the immigrants themselves. Not the government policy that permits it, that's permitted it with a wink and a nod for years, and certainly not the employers who give people jobs. Many times they don't know, they think they're legal, but many times they know damn well they're not legal. And why are they able to get off the hook? How come the outrage isn't focused towards the business community when it comes to this whole debate? It's always focused towards human beings. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. It's 633, 27 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are getting busy to start off your ride. I-25 now bunching up southbound as you come out of Thornton North Glen. Busy from 104th to the Turnpike, throwing a bunch up again as you approach 20th. Looks like we might have a crash in that area. Now, eastbound I-270 loaded up from I-76 over toward York, 225 and C-470 stacking up a little bit. And around town, things are picking up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road are getting busy, and the Turnpike still looking pretty good through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, onto the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s, real close to 80, but right now we're at 49 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for quick and easy delicious meal solutions? Think Foster Farms. Their fresh, all-natural chicken contains no added steroids, hormones, or artificial enhancers, so it's naturally delicious every time. Foster Farms fresh chicken is the perfect start to any family meal. Visit fosterfarms.com.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on AM760.net.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a check-and-go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at check-and-go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
SL Roofing, we're on top of it.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Denise. Are you injured? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get emergency services coming out to your location.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and calls to check on you.
Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Denise from the emergency team of OnStar. I have a vehicle crashed with airbag deployment. It's on County Highway 74. I'm at a conference you went.
Okay, are you injured?
I think I'm bleeding from the side of my face.
Did you hit another vehicle?
Another vehicle hit me.
Okay, I'll get somebody out.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
There's two state troopers pulling up now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
It's the hour of no power underway here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, 636. Actually, now it's 637. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 78, partly sunny skies. Jay, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I tell you that this invasion of foreign nationals, not immigrants, is a losing issue for Democrats. If we're not as tough as the other side, we'll be. No amnesty, close the borders, deport illegals, apply from outside the U.S. only. The military is large enough to do the job. Secure the border, round up illegals, put them in barbed wire enclosures next to the border, fingerprint photo them, give them water, march them at gunpoint across the border, two electric fences 100 yards apart, mines in between. Hard? Yes, Robert. I don't know. How do you deal with this? This is typical of some of the emails that I get. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Audrey in Brighton. Audrey, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm a great-grandmother, a long-time citizen because I was born here. But I also consider that the illegals are just that, illegal, and that they should be arrested as found and sent back. I don't consider myself prejudiced at all, but I'll have to admit that seeing them march with the Mexican flag and seeing them interview on TV a couple that's been here 15 years and still does not speak English, I find this almost frightening. And now they're on Monday, May 1st, they're supposed to go on strike to show how much they're needed. I think these people are trying to show a power that they really do not have and threatening.
Well, if they're showing a power that they don't have,
I think they're going
to
be.
Well, if they're showing a power they don't have, then obviously what they intend to do on May the 1st would then fail.
I think they're going to be surprised.
Why would you be scared of it?
I'm not afraid of it. I just think that they should be because it's going. What it's doing is turning the people that were for them against them. And the means never justifies the ends. The ends never justify the means, vice versa. Because they're coming in here, they know they're illegal when they come here. Then they buy an old ratty car and they drive on our highway. And again, they're illegal. They do not have any driver's license. They don't have insurance.
All right. Now, do you have proof to back any of these statements up?
Well,
are these things that you've just gleaned from other people? In other words, can you tell me the percentage
you
of
really
illegals?
Think they have
well, wait, hold it a minute. Are we going to have a two-way dialogue here, or should I just let you go ahead? Because I'm more than 6:39 in the morning, and I've got 4 hours, so I can just let you go ahead, and it's fine with me. It's up to you.
It's your time.
I mean, it's whatever you choose to do.
It's your time. You said you wanted to talk. There's places here in Brighton that's well known that you can get a green card that no one can tell the darn difference from a real green card. And I agree that a lot of these employers should not be employing them. But they're presenting them with green cards and with false social security numbers. Again, that's illegal. If I were to do something like that in Mexico, I'd be put in jail immediately and deported wham right across the border.
Well, okay. Who's advocating that we do this?
Do what?
Sell phony papers.
No one's advocating. I'm saying they're compounding it. They come in here illegally. They buy illegal papers. They do everything illegal, and I have a very hard time.
So rather than looking at the peripheral, rather than looking at the people that are involved and that are making the big money out of the situation, like peddling illegal papers, or running people across the border, or hiring illegal labor, you would rather concentrate your energies and your efforts on the illegals themselves.
No, but there's a
and then to further complicate the question, get on the radio. And see, I know I'm in a losing argument here, and indulge in stereotypes of illegal immigrants driving around in ratty automobiles with, licenses.
They can't afford more.
There's probably a lot who do that. But do you think that to cast the majority of them, of the 11 to 12 million that are working here, to cast the majority of them as being, evil people, bad people.
I'm not saying they're evil.
Who break the law at every turn, and I had the same conversation with another woman on Friday, taking the example of some people that you've seen on television and applying that to a large group of people. I mean, that would be the same thing as me saying, well, this guy in Oklahoma who killed this little girl and wanted to eat her flesh, he's from Oklahoma, he's a white Caucasian male. I guess I should be scared of all white Caucasian males from Oklahoma, because they almost be like that because I saw them on television. In other words, the point I'm trying to make to you is that it is not as cut and dry as it appears to be, yet it is extremely, extremely hard to try to get anybody to see that point. It's extremely hard to get anybody to see that there are many different components that make this problem up, and that simple solutions such as rounding people up and holding them in barbed wire enclosures is not going to get the job done. And furthermore, I don't know about you, but I don't think it's really the kind of society that I'd really want to live in, where we would hold people like animals and then march them across the border, with guns at their backs.
Our government is holding people in barbed wire.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's right. Do you think that Guantanamo is right? Do you think
no.
people should be held without any accountability or trial?
Absolutely not. Okay.
Then why would you advocate it for anybody else?
But deportation is just taking them back across the border.
All right.
I think they should do that.
How are we going to do that? In other words, how are we going to get the people in order to pull this off? In other words, it's going to take man and woman power to do this. So where are we going to get those people to do it?
I would donate $40, $50, $60. I bet most people would, to get them buses and take them home.
All right. I thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
That conversation just depresses me. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I heard Senator Tom Coburn speak over the weekend. I'm scared of white Caucasian males from Oklahoma.
Yeah, he'll scare anybody, man. You're right about that.
But this, as far as this put him in barbed wire enclosures and marching him across, you and I grew up during the Cold War, and we were told incessantly about how brutal totalitarian regimes like the Soviet Union were to their people. And it's shocking to me and depresses me to see how many Americans are so anxious to employ the tactics of the old Cold War totalitarian regimes.
You know why? You know why I think it is? Because it's easy, and because you're dealing with a large group of people who you don't, most of us don't know personally.
Right.
And therefore, if you don't know them personally, then it's really, really easy to depersonalize it.
And it's visceral, doesn't it? Feel good.
It does feel good. You're right.
Yeah. But I wonder if these people have stopped to think how that would be played around the world and how that would embolden this country's enemies to show, like, can you imagine Al Jazeera showing split screens of Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen and all the other death camps, and then the barbed wire enclosure that we're keeping the illegals in. The Berlin Wall and the fence are Tom Tancredo's wall. Soviet troops marching people at gunpoint out of their homes, and then show these people being marched at gunpoint
across
the border.
I mean, how are we going to house these people? How are you going to house them all? And you know what? What would the impact of the economy be? I'd be interested in that, too. What would the impact of the economy be?
It would be huge.
It would be huge.
Most downtown I just got a new job, but before that I was working downtown. Most downtown skyscrapers, the maintenance crews that come around in the evening are complete Spanish speakers. Probably most of them are illegals. And they pay them, and the McDonald's at 16th and Court, you have to know Spanish to be able to order a hamburger, with only lettuce and tomato. They pay them nothing, very little. Can you imagine what it's going to cost when you replace those people with Americans who demand $10, $12, $15 an hour to do the same jobs? I'm not saying it's right to exploit them, but I don't think people have realized the economic impact of sending them back.
No, because it's visceral. And I'll tell you something. I wonder about this, and I'll never get an answer. I hardly ever get an answer to this. I wonder about how many of this, like emails like this one that I've gotten and other ones that I've gotten, I wonder how much of this is based on the fact that they're really here illegally or the fact that there's some kind of race and fear involved in this. I really would like to know that. I really would really, really like to figure that out.
If they were blonde, blue-eyed, Aryan-looking Canadians, this would not even be a talk radio topic.
Yep, you know what? You're probably right. Bill, thank you, man. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, Jay, you too.
All right, thanks. Three lines open on this, 303-713-7600. No, I really do. Maybe I'm totally off my rocker. But I wonder how much of this is fear. And I wonder how much of it has got to do with race. And you know something I noticed? I noticed that, Canadians are never brought up into this discussion. And people from Eastern Europe are never brought up into this discussion. And it's always Mexicans that are brought up into this discussion. And I just wonder how much of this is fear. And do we really want to live in a society where you would hold people in, barbed wire enclosures? Maybe so. Maybe we do. Maybe we do. And maybe I'm just, like, by myself on this. And that's okay. You know, I don't mind being there. 6:48. 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760. 760. Progressive traffic.
Things getting busy for the drive southbound I-25, starting to bunch up from 104 to the turnpike. Then we're slow again as you approach 20th. Looks like we do have a stall. It's just being pulled out of your way. Eastbound I-270, we're loaded up from I-76 over towards York. 225 and C-470 are both seeing the usual slow spots. And then around town, things are busy.
Hey.
On Foothills Parkway, the diagonal and Highway 93 starting to stack up on Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, South Boulder Road in Belmont. And the turnpike, a little bunching for you eastbound from Fidel over towards Pecos. On to the forecast, sunny and warm, highs in the upper 70s today. Right now it's 49 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Home Depot, you can get special financing when you buy select, installed, Trane high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. For more information or how to get your special financing, call 800-79-DEPOT today. That's 800-79-DEPOT. Visit HomeDepot.com for license numbers and details.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on AM760.net.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Okay, it's 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We're having transmitter trouble this morning. So can you hear me out there? We don't know if you can hear me or not. And it may be just I'm just talking to myself. Should I call Mary and ask her if she can hear me, hear us at my house? Mary, if you can hear us, call in and report. I don't know. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Hey, listen, but if you can't hear me, Rocky's Auto's got their matching down incentive going on, and it's going on right now. Plus, I got an extra hour of Rocky's buying power for you. From 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., I was hanging out with the guys at Rockies on Friday. Colby, Roger, just all the gang out of Rockies, and really having a good time out there. And there were some beautiful, beautiful automobiles on the lot. Over 500 of the largest, cleanest selection of late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in Colorado. They got everything you can think of. Gas savers, cars for the entire family. I mean, you name it, and they got it out of Rockies. And great people out there to help you, too, like the Alshears and Spanky and... Ooh, wait a minute. I want to sneeze. All right, that felt better. Yeah, good to ever have transmitter issues and nobody can hear us. But anyway, you know what? The folks at Rockies are good people. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their TV commercials. You can look at their business philosophy. And you can also check out their inventory or pre-qualify for a car loan. Or get out and see them in person. I mean, they've always got something good going on at Rockies Autos. And their matching down incentive is going on now. $1,500 down. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and it's like you've got $3,000 down. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, once again, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos. Check them out. They're just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. They're right there on the corner, 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign out there in the front. Rockies Autos. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this 1 hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, 653. 53 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today, 78. Are we there or are we out? We're having transmitter trouble this morning. all kinds of weird stuff. And the high today should be around 78. And hopefully we'll get this thing figured out pretty soon here. We got people out there working on this behemoth, trying to get it going. Boy, you talk about the hour of no power. This certainly is the hour of no power. Some people were telling us that they couldn't, like, 3 miles from here, they can't hear us. But, you know, this is not the first time I've ever had this happen. And I, you know, I don't know if I told this story, and I wanted to have talk about this guy's immigration letter, but I'll save it. I don't know if I've told this. Mary's sitting home, and if she can hear me, if you can hear me, Mary, with the signal cutting in and out like this, because she's heard this story a million times. And I don't know if I've told this story here on this particular show this particular time or not, but the mother of all technical snafus was one night when I was working in Chicago, and stop me if you've heard this. Of course, I don't know how you're going to do that if you can't get through. But I was working in Chicago. I was on the air. The station had 10 phone lines, and some guy from the phone company was downstairs underneath the street and snipped the lines. So the end result was all the phones went away, totally, completely. They were gone, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. And nobody could call us, and we couldn't call anybody. It was the weirdest thing. So I just sat there for an hour. I sat there for an hour, and I talked for an hour straight without anybody calling in at all, not once, nowhere, no how, until suddenly, an hour later, the phone started to work. And then we also figured it out. We also, you know, figured out that what was going on was is the phone company had been down there and had been screwing around, and somebody had cut the wrong wire. Similar to something that happened here, I think, was probably 4 months ago, in which, and I'm not going to say who did this, because I don't want to get sued. But somebody around here dug up a line here that cut a link to the system that gets that brings in the shows off of Air America, and we had no programming on the station. So I had to run to the studio and start doing a talk show like in the middle of the day, or we were running reruns or something like that. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that always happens in radio. I mean, things, you know, go wrong from time to time. And things get screwed up, and you just have to kind of slug your way through it any way you possibly can. But I don't have any idea whether you can hear me or whether you can't hear me or whether the signal is coming through or it's not coming through. 303-713-7600. And I had phone calls, and then all of a sudden they went away. And then John Turk indicated to me that, well, we're getting calls about the signal. So is the signal in or is it out? Do you know? We're still on? Oh, we're on. Okay. So it's working now? It's back? It seems to be back. It's Monday morning. Okay. Who didn't feed the mice at the transmitter site over the weekend so that they weren't working this morning? All right. Anyway, I'm not going to go back over and reread this guy's email. And I generally make it a habit not to read email that I get. By the way, did you hear this story? And maybe you should drop Wayne Allard an email about this. Time magazine has ranked Colorado Senator Wayne Allard as one of the 5 worst U.S. senators in a story released online Sunday, a label his top aide called unfair. The magazine dubbed the Republican from Loveland the Invisible Man. It said that despite his seniority, Allard's legislative output has been dwarfed by that of his second-year colleague, Democratic Senator Ken Salazar of Denver. Now in his 10th year, Allard almost never plays a role in major legislation, even though he's on 2 key Senate committees, Budgets and Appropriations, the article states. The article, which hits the newsstands today, calls the 62-year-old Allard well-liked, polite, affable, and willing to take on thankless tasks, but it also calls him one of Washington's least influential senators. Salazar was not included in either the best or worst list, among the freshmen the Time called up-and-comers. So Wayne Allard, among the 5 worst senators, is ranked by Time magazine. Maybe you should drop Senator Allard an email and tell him congratulations. All right, we'll try to get this thing fired up and rolling here after 7 o'clock. We're going to talk. I want to talk about the governor and the junk food story, which we didn't get to totally on Friday, and also the American flag flap and a whole lot more. We'll talk to Ed Schultz, too, coming up next hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, today at 303-C-2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C-2020 now. That's 303-C-2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
Jay Marvin,
Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rose,
The Majority Report.
This
is AM 760,
Progressive Talk,
KKZN,
410 Denver Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Passover attack in Israel, a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, leaving 8 dead, 49 injured, and many angered.
Israel has to react. Israel has to defend itself every day on a daily basis.
CBS's Richard Roth is in Tel Aviv.
Onlookers said it was a huge explosion when a lunchtime bomber blew himself up near Tel Aviv Central bus station near a fast food restaurant that was the scene of the last suicide bombing here in January.
There have been two claims of responsibility, one from Islamic Jihad. A North Carolina grand jury hears evidence today in the Duke lacrosse rape investigation.
Defense attorneys tell me they expect two players to be indicted. They have said they have no idea which of the players will be indicted, so they've actually gone ahead and prepared bond hearings for all 46 of the players.
That's CBS's Trish Regan in Durham. In Purcell, Oklahoma, there's shock over the murder of 10-year-old Jamie Rose Bolin. Police say 26-year-old Kevin Underwood lured the girl into his apartment, killed, and dismembered her. CBS's Mark Strassman is covering.
Underwood's website suggests a lonely outcast preoccupied with cannibalism. Cannibalism books, cannibalism jokes. Jamie's family is in anguish.
At least I want to get it to a point to where we can handle it without collapsing.
An arrest in Aruba has raised new hopes there may be a resolution to the Natalie Holloway disappearance, but police aren't characterizing it as a breakthrough. CBS's Bianca Solorzano is on the island.
The arrest comes less than a week after the Dutch version of America's Most Wanted aired an episode about Holloway in Aruba and the Netherlands. Viewers were urged to call in with information. But at this point, it's not clear if one of the dozens of tips received from that show led to this arrest.
Does your car have side airbags? It's good if they do. CBS's Peter King live. Peter, there's a new study.
There is, and it says when this happens, you may be glad you spent the extra cash on those airbags. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the Toyota Prius had the best crash test score for side protection. Six minivans from GM and Daimler Chrysler also did well, but not necessarily in rear enders, says the Institute's Adrian Lund.
We're looking at the risk of neck injury.
But overall, he says side airbags could be well worth the extra $600 or $700. Steve?
Tickets to the big game, and your taxes still aren't done on deadline day? Well, not to worry at New York's Shea Stadium, where accountants will be on duty to finish forms for fans watching the Mets and Braves.
It's a nice thing for our fans. It's a way for them to combine truly taking care of some business while doing some pleasure.
David Newman is on the team's marketing staff. President Bush plans to stop by the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House shortly. Interest has been heightened this year because gay and lesbian parents are there with their kids. Before the bell, S&P futures are up about a point and a half. This is CBS News.
Your beautiful tree attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. So backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created tree and shrub insect control with Merit, the only product to protect your tree for a full 12 months without any spraying. Just mix and pour at the trunk, and it's shielded from roots to tops. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Better science, better results.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic. Or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic. Or the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A 7-year-old boy continuing to recover at Children's Hospital this morning after being attacked by a mountain lion on Flagstaff Mountain near Boulder Saturday. Tyler Baskfield with the Division of Wildlife says they spent the night tracking the lion after the animal bit the boy's head and left puncture wounds on his legs. The mountain lion has been destroyed.
We've got a tremendous wildlife resource here in Colorado, and mountain lions are a part of that. And unfortunately, they're wild animals, and when something like this happens, we have to respond.
The boy was walking hand in hand with his father when the mountain lion charged. Others in their group shouted and threw rocks to frighten the animal away. Another strike with RTD could be looming. Drivers for the private contractor First Transit have been working without a contract since November and are asking for more pay and benefits. The RTD board will meet tomorrow to discuss a contingency plan should the drivers strike. First Transit, which covers 18% of RTD's routes, says it will respond soon to the union's demands. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Things are busy on the highways this morning. Southbound I-25 now bunching up from 104th right into downtown. Had an earlier problem right around 20th. That has been cleared out of your way. Now, eastbound I-70, slow go for you from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Not the highways. Crews are working a rollover. That's at 120th and Holly. Now, around town, things are busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike slows eastbound between Federal and Pecos. And checking out the forecast. Sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s. Some areas may see 80s. Right now, it's 49 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 06 F-150 for only $13.9. That's right, a brand new 06 F-150 for just $13.9. Selling Fords fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or cheaperfords.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Jay Marvin Show, but we're not sure. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today around 78. If I'm kind of cutting in and out, or you hear this kind of type sound, we're having transmitter trouble. You can listen to us online at am760.net, and you can hear us just fine, but we are having transmitter trouble, but we are working on the trouble. No, we are not being jammed by the Republican Party. We're just having transmitter trouble. And God bless you for calling in and letting us know, too. You can even hear me talking to you right now. We're kind of there, and then we kind of go away, I guess is what happens. We're there, and then there's this kind of noise that kind of comes. Sounds like, as one listener called up and said, it sounds like there's arc welding or something going on in the background there. We're not really sure what that is, but we've got engineers who are busily trying to figure out what the hell's happening. And as soon as we get it corrected, we'll be back on track. Meanwhile, and I hope I can say this guy's name correctly, hey, Mark Lustgarten. Lustgarten. Does that sound right to you, John? Yeah. Hey, Mark Lustgarten of Golden. You can hear us through all the static. You told us you'd be listening to my show here on AM 760 Progressive Talk right now, and that's why I'm calling your name. Mark Lustgarten. You have an hour to call us and claim a great prize and become eligible to win a grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And if your name isn't Mark Lustgarten, you need to know this, that it's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, $500 worth of gas, which with oil now hitting like over $70 a barrel. Man, we can all use that. And every weekday winner qualifies for a chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mark Lustgarten. We're waiting for your call, Mark, so if you can hear me through the storm of all of this, give us a call, and we're looking for you, Mark Lustgarten. All right, it's 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Got a lot of requests for this. People wanted to hear this again And I really wanted to talk about that guy's immigration thing, but email that he sent me. And because, you know, what I'm looking for here is I'm just looking for a compassionate, humane way to deal with this topic. I really am. And what I hear is I just hear a lot of stereotyping. I hear a lot of villainizing. And it makes me, and it's just me, maybe it's just me, it makes me extremely sad and it makes me uncomfortable. But I got several people, more than several people, who came up to me on Friday night and said, you know, can you play that interview again? And I got a bunch of emails from people who missed it the first time and wanted to hear it again. So I'm going to play it again for you. So this is Patricia Schroeder. When we talked to her last Wednesday, I believe it was, that we talked to her. This is what she had to say about really the state of the country. Our very special guest is former Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder. She's here to talk about the issues at hand, and also we'll talk a little bit about the first annual Arapahoe County Democratic Party Patricia Schroeder Dinner, which is coming up this Friday. Mary and I will be at that. Patricia Schroeder is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Association of American Publishers and the National Trade Organization of the U.S. Book Publishing Industry. Mrs. Schroeder left Congress undefeated in 1996 after representing Colorado's 1st Congressional District here in Denver and in the United States House of Representatives for 24 years. And for a brief period of time in 1986, she was considering running for the presidency, but withdrew due to a lack of funds. The fact that she ranked third in the Time magazine poll, you know, says a lot. And I'm kind of sorry that she didn't run. And Congresswoman Schroeder, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and it's wonderful to have progressive talk in Denver. It's great.
Well, it's nice to have you be on here and be a part of it. Let's talk about some of the issues at hand. And some of the hot-button issues that are going on, and you know one of them is, without me having to tell you, but I'm going to ask you about it anyway, and that's immigration. And this problem has been going on for a long, long time. It certainly was going on when you were in office, and it continues now in 2006, and it's become very, very heated. How do you see this? How do you see the question of illegal immigration and what we should do about it?
Well, you know, it's funny because I just came from doing a TV show about this, and there were two of my former colleagues there, and we were all saying, it's like nothing has happened since we left. You know, it's the same old argument. Here's what I think is the real problem. Once again, this administration's tried to do everything on the cheap, and they have never properly funded the Border Patrol. There was a time, and I'm not sure if this is still true, but at one time, there were more Capitol Hill policemen than there were border patrolmen. So when you think of the Canadian border and the Texas border, that's huge. So, you know, if you're on the other side of the border, you'd think, well, gee, you know, if they're not really patrolling it, they probably really don't care very much. Why not come on up? You know, a lot of them did. And they've made their homes here, and they've invested here, and they work here, and so forth. And then all of a sudden, you see the House of Representatives passing a bill saying, you know, we're going to make it a felony if you even help these people. You know, if you hire these people, if you feed these people, if you do anything for these people. And so this is, once again, a really mixed message. Most countries, if they're going to get really uptight about immigration, then what they do is they protect their borders. And we have tried not to do that, but then try and get really tough with the law. And it just is such a mixed message, and I understand why people who are here are just like, wait a minute, what's this about all of a sudden? So, you know, it's fascinating. Plus, as you well know, Washington never really thinks about our part of the country. It's like they've suddenly discovered Hispanics.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, yeah, right. And it's not just Hispanics. It's all sorts of people, but it is really interesting. They're like babies discovering their hands. Oh, you know, there are all these people here. Really? How did this happen? And so forth. So the other thing I find so amazing, too, is that they cannot organize to even get a compromise out. The House bill is atrocious. And then the Senate, you know, gets a compromise together, and they can't deliver enough votes to pass it. So even if they did pass it, they'd have to try and compromise with the House, so it'd be much worse, that they'd have to give on some stuff. So they've got themselves in a real box right now. And, of course, they did what they normally do. They adjourned and went home.
What do you think the answer to this is? I mean, of course, stricter enforcement, you know, the border, guarding the border. But what do you do about the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers or illegal immigrants, whatever you choose to call them, that are already here?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that we have the wherewithal and the ability to round them all up and send them back. I mean, that's a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And many of them have been here many years, and they have families here, and they pay taxes here. Maybe their children are legitimate American citizens. So you're going to do family breakups? What are you going to do? I think you've got to find a way that, I mean, we tried to do this once before, and then they never funded border security. You got to do several things. You got to find a way that these folks can work to become legitimate citizens. And then if you say you don't want to do this anymore, then you better bloody well enforce the Border Patrol. I don't know what's happened to all of this national security money that they funded, you know, billions and billions. But people say, well, it didn't go to the ports, and it didn't go to this, and it didn't go to that, and it clearly didn't go to the border. So, I mean, you can say, okay, from now forward, we're going to do this. But in the interim, while you were asleep, people came on up because they assumed it was perfectly all right.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patricia Schroeder, excuse me, former Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder on the line with us. Let's talk about Iraq. Let's talk about
there's a problem.
Yeah, the mess we're in Iraq and this president's policy and how there just doesn't seem to be any kind of strategy to do anything here on the part of the administration.
Well, that's the whole issue. I mean, what is the policy? People are still trying to figure that out, including him, I think. He keeps talking about how optimistic he is and how things are really good, and it's just the media reporting the bad. However, the reports internally coming out of his very own administration are saying, basically, outside of the Kurdish area in the north, nothing's stable. So that does not sound like a big positive upbeat to me. It is a very serious problem because we have, first of all, alienated the world by going in there. And what used to just be isolated pockets of anti-Americanism, it's now rampant everywhere. And we really cannot go it alone in the future, all these places. So somehow, if I were him, and this will never happen, I think he's got to go to the world community and do kind of a mea culpa, but say, but we're there, and now we got to do damage limitation.
But he's never going to do that.
And he's never going to do that. It takes a very big man to do that, and I think we're seeing a very small man who is still insisting it was the right choice, he's done the right thing, and it's just the media who's reporting it incorrectly. But somehow you've got to get the world community helping us figure out how we extricate ourselves from this. You know, everybody thinks it's a civil war except the administration. I don't know what you do with American troops in the middle of a civil war. It is very clear that we took the administration from one Muslim sect and gave it to another. So why would we not be surprised that that starts a civil war? The whole bit about we're going to wait till the country is strong enough to run it, I'm not sure I'm going to live that long.
Yeah, I have the same feeling.
Yeah, and so, you know, the bromides that we keep hearing from them, when you really think about it, you think, wait a minute. We've been there 3 years now. What is this? We're going to wait. I do think the Democrats who were talking about you've really got to put down some firm guidelines is probably right, because otherwise they there's no pressure to really get their act together.
Would a timetable be wrong?
I don't think a timetable's wrong at all. I think you've got to put some pressure on them to get their act together, or otherwise it just goes on and on and on. And you just see, this is really about power. Let's be honest. Every group wants the power. They want to be in charge, and they want to be running the place. So let's figure out how you're going to do that. And the other part they don't seem to want to understand is it's got to be a one that honors minority rights. Or you're clearly going to have three countries. I mean, everybody has said that Iraq is not a country. It's really three areas cobbled together, and it's very clear that the cobbling is not holding at the moment. So all the things that you could do, I don't see them doing, and I think we're just going to be continually force-fed bromides by the president that really everything's wonderful, we should just trust him. And meanwhile, it spirals downward.
And now he's talking about Iran.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
You know, I mean, now he's talking about Iran, and he's basically, in my opinion, going through the same pattern with Iran that he went through with Iraq, which is like, well, we're trying diplomacy, blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, of course, we're drawing up targets on the table.
What about that wonderful general from the Pentagon, the three-star that resigned because he just said he couldn't take it, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely right. He says the only people who do this are people who've never been in war, don't understand, and so forth. Well, that's what we've got. I mean, Cheney and Bush have never really been in a war. And, you know, there's just this chest-beating macho stuff going on, and the rest of the world's panicked. I mean, look at the reactions to, you're going to use nukes in Iran?
I know it.
I wish I could find some way, magically, that they could wake up some morning and say, oh, you know, we may be on the wrong way. Maybe we should do this. But I just don't think they ever will. I don't think it's in their constitution.
Well, maybe we can halfway stop them in November.
Well, that's right.
With a little bit of luck. This will put you on the spot a little bit. And then I want to talk about the dinner that's coming up. But this will put you on the spot a little bit. Think he's the worst president in your lifetime? I think he's the worst in mine.
No, he is. It doesn't put me on the spot at all. He is. I mean, look. I came in when Richard Nixon was there, and Richard Nixon did some bad things, but you know what? He was competent. He had competent people around him. Kissinger did some marvelous, you know, peace shuttling back and forth and negotiated all sorts of complex things.
Right.
And we, you know, and it was a tough time because a lot of the world didn't like us because of the Vietnam War, but he also, you know, decided that he would recognize China. He did all sorts of things. That, you know, I respected. And so I mean, this president seems to be very, well, first of all, at the competency level, you know, you have all these people in government who really don't believe in government. So the question is, so why are they there? And they don't take it very seriously, and it seems like we're just wasting billions of dollars. And then what happens is it feeds a lot of people. I'm sure you hear them on your show. I hear these people saying, well, see, Katrina just proves the government can't do anything, so
right.
Why should we pay taxes? And you say, well, you know, that's baloney. We had all of those floods in the Midwest, and we had a FEMA then, and guess what? It worked. You know, it's that if you have a bunch of incompetence running it, government can't do anything, but you need people who really care. And who are competent and know how to do something. And, of course, the Iraq thing is similar to that, too. I mean, this whole bit about thinking they were just going to buzz in there and it was going to be like a five-day war and would be welcomed and the oil revenues would fund it all. And oh, my God.
Yeah, see, I think he's doing the same thing. I mean, back again to Iran here. We're beginning to run out of time. But back again to Iran. I think he's doing the same thing with Iran, that the pretext there is that they have a nuclear program or are going to have one or they're you know, close to getting a bomb, when in reality what this administration really wants to do is change the regime.
Right.
So they got another pretext boiling around. And now we'll have to see if the American people, you know, with his low poll numbers, we'll have to see if, you know, the American people buy this or if he's just going to go ahead and do it, try to get it done anyway.
Right, because, I mean, we also know North Korea has a bomb, but somehow he doesn't seem to be as offended by that regime. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. Let's talk a little bit about this dinner that's coming up this Friday night, and Mary and I are going and we're excited about it. How did this happen? How did this come about?
Well, they were just nice enough to invite me, so I was said, hey, I'm coming, you know. Anything to get to come to Colorado, that sounds great. So I'm very excited about it. And in Arapahoe County, I think that's wonderful because, you know, when I was around most of the time, Arapahoe County, you could have a Democratic meeting, you know, in a phone booth. So I'm glad that they think there's enough people we can have a dinner. Now, it may be a small dinner, but, you know, it's a beginning.
It'll be a pretty big dinner. And you're going to speak there, of course?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I can't
wait. I mean, I'm a recovering politician in the 12-step program, so I'm not totally through the program yet. I'll still speak.
We wish you would return to being a politician. Congresswoman Schroeder, thank you so much, and look forward
thank
to seeing you on
you.
Friday night. Thanks for being on the show, and hope we can have you back on again.
Anytime. I'd love to talk to you. I'm just so glad you're there, and I'll look forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah. I hope to meet you personally.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Bye.
All right. There's Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder, and we had a great time. Had an absolute great time on Friday night. And, no, I did not get to meet her person to person. I didn't get a chance to walk up there. There were too many people. But I had a great time, and she spoke again, and it was marvelous. There's Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder, of course, from the 1st Congressional District, a district now held by my Congresswoman, Diana DeGette. All right, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, and high today, getting up to 78. And if you are having trouble hearing us, the only people basically who can hear us this morning are those of you that are online at am760.net, as we're having massive transmitter trouble. It sounds like the thing is arc welding or something, or it sounds like some torture device that you'd find in Guantanamo, but we're trying to get the situation fixed. And by the way, if your name is Mark Lustgarten, Mark Lustgarten of Golden, you got about 30 minutes to get in touch with us to win your prize and also get into the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica if you can hear us this morning. Mark Lustgarten, give us a call here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Man, if we can pull a winner out of this situation, it'll be an absolute frickin' miracle.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Busy ride around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all seeing the usual slow spots. A turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos and I-25. Slow go for you southbound as you come out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown. And we're starting to bunch up now through T-Rex. Eastbound I-70, jamming between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. Stop on 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road into the Tech Center and off the highways. Crews are busy with this rollover accident. That's at 120th and Holly. Now checking on the forecast, sunny and warm today. Might be a little breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Right now we're at 49 degrees in Lakewood. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Are you worried about money? Is your current income not enough? Are you looking for answers? Well, MyFreedomSystem.com may have what you're looking for. This is a legitimate income opportunity that offers essential patented technology in a huge marketplace with virtually no competition. With our step-by-step proven business method, you can earn an extra $500. $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days part-time. To receive your free info pack, call MyFreedomSystem.com at 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
Okay, turn left on Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then another left on the corner of Smooth and Hibbidibbidibbidibbidibbid.
What?
Take Washington to the corner
of Smooth and Hibbidibbidibbidibbidibbid. Are you sure that's what the directions say?
Yeah, sweetheart. I grabbed them right off the printer.
What you print matters. Avoid smears, streaks, and blotches. Insist on only original HP ink cartridges. Vibrant, precise, reliable. Trust everything you print to original HP inks.
Let me see that. You see here, that's not Schwab and Habanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanibanib
Original HB inks. Print. Don't reprint.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we should be there in no time. It's right past. And
brilliantly simple. HP.
It's 727, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner and if you've got some debt, and the average family has about $12,000 in credit card debt, you can make those payments, and I mean you can make them month after month after month after month after month, and that balance never seems to go down. Now, you might get a low teaser rate for the first 6 months, but then that rate goes up to 14 or 22%, and I'll tell you something, you just can't knock that sucker down. Well, the Mortgage Store Loan Consultants can show you how to pay off the high-interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into a low monthly payment. The Mortgage Store has a great low rate for you. Check it out. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75%. That's 5.75%, 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. What makes the mortgage store unique? I'll tell you what makes them unique. They are with you every step of the way, and they're not there to judge you. They're there to help you out. And they'll be with you the very first day you make the call to the very last day, which is closing. They're there for you, and they stay with you. And they're open evenings, and they're open weekends to fit your busy schedule. Stated income programs are great rates for customers with hard-to-document income. If you've got less than perfect credit, maybe you've got a prior bankruptcy, self-employment, whatever it may be, let the mortgage store work it out for you. And they can, because they offer personalized service. And right now, for a limited time only, 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. The number again, 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturdays too. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible. The interest on your credit cards certainly is not. So let me give you the number again for the mortgage store. That number again is 303-423-7171. Give them a call right now.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In the competitive world of dating, you can always use a little help. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
If you want to be a winner in love, you want to be a winner in relationships, then do what it takes.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
It's great, folks. Great place to buy a car. Mary and I have been buying cars there since 1996, rather, and just have never gone wrong with Rockies, and have steered family members there and friends there. And, you know, if you don't believe in something, then you don't take the time to recommend your friends and your family go, and we certainly do believe in them, and they're great folks, and I stand with them 100% of the way. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Trouble spot right now, I-70. Eastbounders loaded up as you approach Sheridan. That's because of a three-car crash tying up the left and center lanes right before Pecos. Now, I-25 also running heavy, coming out of Thornton, Northland, right into downtown and through T-Rex up on 225. Looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And off the highways, do have a rollover working at 120th and Holly, so expect some lane closures and some roads closed off in that area. Around town, things busy now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden, the turnpike sluggish eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And checking out the forecast, sunny and warm this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. We're at 49 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's National Donate Life Month, and Donor Alliance wants to get you involved. Share your decision to be an organ and tissue donor with your family and sign up at ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, getting up to around 78 under partly sunny skies, and it's beautiful out there this morning now. AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's say hello to a guy who's here between 1 and 4, my good friend, Big Ed, Ed Schultz. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, my man?
So where are you today? Are you back at home base, or where are you?
We are back on the home base and here for a couple days and headed out to Los Angeles. So that's what's happening this week.
Well, man, you know what? You're single-handedly supporting the entire airline industry. And speaking of single-handedly supporting the entire airline industry, let's get into this topic a little bit. Look at the price of the rise of the barrel of oil is up to, like, what? Over $70 a barrel now?
We're going to see $3 a gallon. We'll see it before Memorial Day. We may see $3.25 this summer as an average across the country. It's unbelievable. Not to mention these retirement packages that these executives are getting. It just doesn't make any sense to average Americans. And I go back to early on when Bush, before he was selected in 2000, he said he was going to jawbone the Saudis. Okay, we're ready.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm sitting here thinking about this today, too, and I was looking at this, the price of a barrel of oil, and you know that this is going to reflect off into gas prices, and we're getting into the summer driving season. Once again, does this country have any kind of a comprehensive energy plan?
Well, not from this outfit, and basically Americans already are starting to adjust their lifestyle and their travel habits. This was really the first holidays, Easter weekend, that where people really just did what they had to do, you know, but I think they're going to be rethinking it over Memorial weekend and through the summer. It's going to change. People in surveys are saying that they're going to change. Now, as far as the energy package is concerned, it's going to take a huge investment. If we had invested in all the types of technologies and diversification that is available just in our country that we have invested in Iraq for 1 year, we could be off to a great start doing all this. But the wind power, the solar energy, the ethanol, the biodiesel, all of this stuff is propping up in the Midwest, and it doesn't have the government support and the infrastructure and the private partners, public partnerships that it really needs to send us on to energy independence. In the meantime, we're stuck paying this stuff, and it's going to be for a while.
Well, you know, Carter tried to get us to go down that road, and actually oil consumption under Jimmy Carter, imported oil consumption, did drop. And I know Carter gets bad rapped, and he gets bad rapped for the whole, you know, the whole Iranian hostage situation. But he did try to do something about this. I mean, you remember the speech where he's wearing the cardigan sweater on television and talking about conservation. And they did, you know, increase the CAFE standards for automobiles. But then under Reagan, we went exactly back, you know, the other direction. And now we're stuck. I mean, there's nothing going on. We have nothing happening here. There's no leadership from the White House on this question.
No, there isn't. And they're not talking conservation at all. They're not asking anybody to conserve. They're not making an effort to reduce the speed limits. And I think they should. You know, I really believe that we should be thinking about 60 miles an hour. That's not very popular talk, but the fact is that if we were to reduce our speed limits on the interstates down 10 miles an hour, it would do an awful lot. And we need to reemphasize how we go to work and how often we do things when it comes to driving as families in this country. Carter did talk about conservation. And believe it or not, Richard Nixon talked about conservation when he talked about air conditioning. Remember that?
Yeah, he sure did. No, at least he took a stab at it. But that was like, seems like after that, it was over, and we've never really had anything since.
Yeah, no, we haven't. And so I tell you what, there was a lot in the Dakota papers this week about how ethanol plants are propping up and how biodiesel plants are starting to get generated, and they're trying to get some local investment and that kind of stuff. You're going to see more and more of this. The problem we have with wind is that, you know, it's the transmission. The lines that have got to be put in, you can have a windmill put up, and it can blow all day long on the prairie, but you got to be able to transcend that power to Chicago or to some other big city or to Denver, to St. Louis. And so it's the transmission, the infrastructure, and the investment that's got to be in that obviously there's no plan for that.
7:39, 21 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz on the line with me here today between 1 and 4. By the way, you're going to have Howard Dean on and also Lawrence Wilkerson.
Howard Dean, we're going to check in with him on his 50-state effort around the country. His feeling is that resources and infrastructure have got to be sent to every Democratic Party.
I agree.
Is so they can compete. And, you know, you can have a state party chair, but if that state party chair doesn't have the resources, meaning the staff and the money, to run the kind of party that's going to be competitive in every county, you know, what good does it do? You got to have more than just a national platform. You got to have more than just national fundraising. And I think what Howard is doing, and I want to check in with him on this to see how it's being received in the South and to see what kind of roots are being put into these state parties. Because you got to win the state seats. You got to win the ag commissioner. You got to win the attorney general. You got to win the tax commissioner. You got to win the insurance commissioner. That's where the future candidates are going to come from.
You got to get a hold of the legislatures.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you got to get on grassroots, but you got to give them grassroots organization resources. And so, this 50-state effort is what we're going to talk with Howard, and of course, all the current events that are going on. We'll ask Howard if he wants to be Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. I'm with Howard Dean, though. I think as Democrats, we ought to be running every place, any place, every place, every place, and force the RNC to do exactly the same, to chase us in every place there is, because it uses up their money, it uses up their resources. Instead of giving them a pass in places, we should be active everywhere, and I think he's got an excellent, excellent idea.
Well, I'm also going to ask him today about this most recent move by the Republican National Committee. They have taken out ads on Spanish-speaking radio stations in some key states where they've got over a million illegals in each state, and there's seven states. Just blaming the Democrats for not having this legislation go through, and also going so far as to say that the Democrats are the ones who are responsible for the phrase in the House bill that would have made them criminals.
Yeah, they're attacking Harry Reid on Spanish radio commercials in the Las Vegas area. Is there nothing these people won't stoop to?
Well, we got a great sound cut out of Harry Reid last week. Whatever Bush says, just believe the opposite. We're playing the heck out of that.
I like that one, too. All right, let's go to the generals now. There are six of them who have said that Rumsfeld should resign. Two came out over the weekend and defended Rumsfeld. One, of course, was Richard Myers. You probably saw him on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The other one was retired Marine Lieutenant General Michael DeLong, who kind of gave kind of a, on the NBC Today show, kind of gave kind of a half kind of defense of Rumsfeld. But overall, six generals saying Rumsfeld should go. But you know what, Ed? George W. Bush is going to stick with this guy regardless.
Exactly. He has staked his presidency on Iraq. There's no way that Bush is going to change his strategy. Rumsfeld is basically implementing what the president wants. if Rumsfeld did by some chance resign or walk or be asked to leave, it would just be window dressing. Bush would come in with the basically same philosophy, maybe a little different management style. But the fact is that these generals are coming out and saying what they're saying, hold a lot of credibility. They're not detached from what's going on. Many of them have been boots on the ground, directly involved. And it's not the amount of meetings that you have. It's the results that you have in the meetings. And the other thing is their loyalty is to those guys that serve under them. And for this many to come out and be so direct and who had been directly involved, I think is a microcosm of the feeling within the military of the direction of what's going on in Iraq. There has to be more. And I don't know if this is a concerted effort, but obviously they have no plan to keep going. The death toll in this past month is absolutely unbelievable.
I know it.
We are into our fourth year in Iraq. We are spending money like absolutely.
We're spending money we don't have.
Absolutely we are. And it's just gutting our infrastructure. In the meantime, we got saber rattling going on with Iran. This is not good times. And a change of direction, I don't think it would, quote, embolden any enemy whatsoever. It would correct a course, I believe.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. Let me leave you with a little good news, though. Check this out. WashingtonPost.com. This is a story by Charles Babington, I believe is the guy's name. Anger at Bush may hurt GOP at polls. Intense and widespread opposition to President Bush is likely to be a sharp spur driving voters to the polls this fall in the midterm elections, according to strategists in both parties, a phenomenon that could give Democratic turnout an advantage over Republicans for the first time in recent years. How about it, Eddie?
Well, I think the Democrats need to stay focused on health care. They need to stay focused on an energy policy because those are the two things that are really hitting home with Americans. As far as the security thing, take, for instance, Duncan Hunter. He's back to the horse mentality. His comment was, you don't want to change horses in
yeah,
the stream.
Right.
That's the kind of garbage that Shooter was throwing out on the campaign trail.
Yep.
Cheney. So they're out of ammunition. There's no question the conservatives are in trouble right now. I don't believe that Bush is going to be able to save this before the summer break, and I think the momentum is going to be very, very strong. When they start running, they can't be legislating. And the fact is that starting in June, we're really going to see some real intensity at some of these seats. And basically, these guys are going to be going home, and it's going to be a save-your-ass mentality. And I don't think Bush can be rehabilitated. I really don't. I think that the only thing that could save him at this point, which is pretty scary, is an absolute complete victory over Iran if they strike within the next 4 or 5 months, which I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. You know what? I'm on the same page. You know, Ed, I drive up there to see you, but I can't afford it.
Hey, well, it's $2.66 a gallon here in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. We got a deal.
It's $3 here for my car, but
unbelievable.
I was going to come see you and do some ice fishing, but I can't afford to do it. So
the ice is off the lake, so we'd be trolling, and you're always welcome to come up here. That'd be a lot of fun. You get you and your wife to come on up here. We'll do a little trolling for a weekend. I mean, it's the muskie fishing here is fantastic. We've had great weather, by the way. Many times and over the Easter weekend, we've still got snow on the ground. Our snow is gone, and also the ice is off the lake. Heck, we got global warming going on.
Well, you know what? We will see you pretty soon here, though, because you're coming down here to host a dinner with myself for a bunch of listeners, and we just can't wait to have you in-house.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, Eddie. We'll be listening to you this afternoon, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jay. You bet.
Okay, talk to you. There's Big Ed Schultz, and he'll have Howard Dean and Lawrence Wilkerson on this afternoon. Still looking for Mark Lustergarten. Of Golden, we need for you to call in to be able to get a winner. So, Mark, give us a blast here. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. If you're listening to us online, you can hear us just fine. If not, offline, the transmitter is cutting in and out. So we appreciate Big Ed coming in there and helping us pinch hit here this morning. We're going to play some old, but not old, I don't want to use the word old because it's not right. We're going to play some interviews that people have sent emails to us and ask us to play, and we'll put some other stuff up there. And if you're online, you can certainly call in and become part of the program. And coming up here in about 13 minutes, we're going to have a guy who I wanted to have a conversation with. I'm going to tell him this on the air. I wanted to have a conversation with him, but basically couldn't get near him Friday night at the Patricia Schroeder dinner. Schroeder dinner because people were just all over this guy. And I'll tell you, he is charismatic, and he's got a lot of great ideas. And boy, Wayne Allard, rated one of the worst senators by Time magazine. Mark Udall's coming to get you in 08, man, and I got to tell you right now, I'm going to be there trying to help Mark Udall become a senator every inch of the way.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Versus results, 303-861-2111 or on the web at csbt.com. That's csbt.com.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin?
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin?
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You could win one of these exciting prizes from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's go on an adventure.
Plus, be qualified to win an all-expense eco trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy.
Get online, am760.net.
And thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Okay, turn left on Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then another left on the corner of Smoove and Hibbidibbidibbidibbidibbid.
What?
Take Washington to the corner of Smoove and Hibbidibbidibbidibbidibbid.
Are you sure that's what the directions say?
Yeah, sweetheart. I grabbed them right off the printer.
What you print matters. Avoid smears, streaks, and blotches. Insist on only original HP ink cartridges. Vibrant, precise, reliable. Trust everything you print to original HP inks.
Let me see that. Oh, you see here, that's not Schwab and ha-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. It's Schwab and Gilhag.
Original HP inks. Print. Don't reprint.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we should be there in no time. It's right past. And
brilliantly simple. HP.
7:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock here. No, I'm sorry, from 8 o'clock. Shame on me. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me tell you a brief story about Coco and Jackson. People often ask me about changes under Purina and under Purina Natural Blends. And under Purina One. And you know, I don't have any stories to tell, and the reason is because we've always fed them Purina, even before we moved back here to Colorado. They just have so much energy. Their skins are so, their coats are so shiny. Their teeth are so white. Their eyes are so clear. If you're a dog owner who has been waiting to take the Purina One 30-day challenge, listen up, including... they're introducing, by the way, a new Purina One Natural Blends made with real white meat, chicken, or lamb as a first ingredient, plus oatmeal, brown rice. And I've heard from a few listeners who have switched their dogs to Purina One Natural Blends, and here's what one of them had to say.
Mally's a 5-year-old black lab. We've had her since she was a puppy. Probably the smartest dog we ever had. She probably knows over 300 words, so it's an amazing dog. We take the dogs up to a puppy park before using the natural blends. She'd just kind of hang around with us, and now she likes to run with the dogs more, and she'll go chase the ball more. Before, we go up there 15, 20 minutes, and her energy level would just start dying, and now it's like she'll stay up there for an hour or two. So we did notice a direct result of the Purina One natural blends.
See, if you love your dog, you got to feed your dog Purina One Natural Blends, just like Don and his dog, Mally. So call today for more information on Purina One Natural Blends. You'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag along with a Purina One 30-day challenge kit. It's available now, Purina One Natural Blends, in the white bag. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And get started on the challenge today with your dog. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers, the right store for all your Purina One needs.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a real guy from New Jersey, and this is a real story of how H57 Hoodia changed the life of someone I love. My wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using this all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. I'll tell you, I feel like I've known her forever, and I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. She's got a ton of energy. To me, she's always beautiful, but now you can tell she feels healthier and good about herself. I just wanted to say thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile. I'm a real guy, and I've seen the results firsthand. H57 Hoodia works. Become an H57 success story like Maggie.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 800-224-1938. To find out more about H57's free bottle promotion, try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Now it's 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here with you. Good to have you along here this morning. High today, going to be up to 78. Man, I started out this morning on a really kind of a somber note, moment here of trying to talk about this guy's really ridiculous email about illegal immigration. And then we just kind of departed off of that, and I never really came back to it. And I'm not sure I want to get back to it now, but... This whole thing that's going on in regards to illegal immigration, there's such anger and confusion here and scapegoating and wrong targeting. And I've had a couple of people send me emails that are just so right on when they talk about the administration's policies and the government's policies and how it victimizes all of us, whether it's those of us who are American citizens. And tax-paying citizens, and we just had today is tax day, and many illegal immigrants pay taxes and have become part of the community, and this is a very complex, very hard thing to solve. And I try so hard, to try to say that on the air every single day, hoping to diffuse some of this. I don't want to fall into the typical typical situation of talk radio, which is to take a segment of society, legal or illegal, and bash the hell out of them. I mean, I don't even believe in doing that to Republicans and conservatives. I believe in doing it to the Republican Party, per se, such people like Ken Mellman, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and Congress people and senators. But, as I said before, and I've had people challenge me on this, about, well, how can you have conservatives that are your friends? Because you know what? We don't have to see eye to eye on everything. And I have to sit on my temper and my emotions as much as anybody does, not to try to get into conversations with people and to have these conversations become winner take all events, because that's not what it's about. But if I hear something I think is wrong, I'm certainly going to speak up about it. But I just feel like we have got to find a good, humane, reasonable, decent way out of this. And I'll tell you something, and I don't know how many of you are going to sign on to this idea. But I think this idea has to do with everything that we talk about on this show, whether it's immigration, illegal immigration, whether it's Iraq, whether it's energy proposals, whatever it may be that you and I are interested in. We have one overriding problem in this country, and it isn't discussed enough, and it's not talked about enough. And Patricia Schroeder said it, talked about it on Friday night a little bit, and she's absolutely right in what she was saying, Congresswoman Schroeder, about the fact, and so did Congressman Udall talked about this too, is the fact that this Republican-controlled majority, which has everything, the presidency, it has the Congress, it has everything, they can't put together a decent working budget, and that we are running a huge, huge deficit in this country, and that our resources are not unlimited. They're not unlimited, our resources. And so therefore, we have to use wise planning in everything we do. All right, Congressman Mark Udall coming up.
Effective communication, individual accountability, improved morale. The Impact Institute delivers results. Meet Christy Ward, the brainchild of the Impact Institute. She works with individuals and teams who want to learn skills that impact their lives and improve their companies. Improve your life and your company. Go to impactinst.com for a free gift. Get the passion, enthusiasm, and optimism back in your life and your company today. www.impactinst.com. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready?
Some that will rock this place.
Live. Kid Rock. Thursday night, live in the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center.
Cowboy, badass,
you Billy Kid Rock and Roll Stomp, that'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi.
Thursday night, live from the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS.
If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gonna be Kid Rock.
Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Fresh signals, the new White House chief of staff won't waste any time to shake things up. CBS's Peter Mayer is there and has the latest live.
Steve, new chief of staff Joshua Bolton wants to know who will leave voluntarily this morning. He asked top presidential aides to let him know if they plan to stay on through the end of the year, but he has not requested any resignations yet. With the White House under fire from some congressional Republicans, Bolton challenged staffers to refresh and re-energize. He inherits a pile of challenges, including Iraq and Iran, and midterm election pressures. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The White House has condemned the suicide bombing in Israel a few hours ago that killed 9 and injured 50. Islamic Jihad is one of two groups claiming responsibility. CBS's Alan Pizzi in Tel Aviv says the bomber set it off when he was stopped by security outside a busy fast food place.
It's a pretty horrendous thing to see. And you look down and there's someone's belt. You see the lens of some sunglasses. You see bits of clothing.
In Durham, North Carolina, CBS's Trish Regan says a grand jury could take action in a matter of hours in the Duke University lacrosse team rape case.
Defense attorneys tell me they expect that two players will be indicted today. They have said they have no idea which of the two players will be indicted, so they've actually prepared bond hearings for all 46. These are sealed indictments. The defense attorneys also told me that they offered to have their clients voluntarily turn themselves in, but the district attorney declined that offer.
In Aruba, a man is in custody in connection with the Natalie Holloway disappearance. CBS's Bianca Solorzano is there.
Police will only say they arrested a 19-year-old man with the initials GVC. But CBS News has learned GVC is Jeffrey Van Crumvjord. A spokeswoman for the public prosecutor's office says Aruban authorities are not prepared to discuss why the teenager was arrested or how he might be linked to the Holloway case.
Mountain lion attack in Boulder County, Colorado. A 7-year-old boy.
The lion did have hold of the young boy for a brief moment, but once the family jumped in and started defending the child with sticks and rocks and by screaming, the lion did drop the child and ran off.
Wildlife officer Tyler Baskfield says the lion was shot and killed. The boy has some head and leg wounds, but doctors say he'll be okay. In Tennessee, wildlife officers caught and euthanized a black bear, thought to be the one that killed a 6-year-old girl last week. From the Lost and Found Department, a Naperville, Illinois woman has her diamond wedding ring back. It was accidentally flushed down the toilet. A sewer crew found it. One guy called it a one-in-a-million shot. And there they go. President Bush blowing the whistle to begin the annual Easter egg roll at the White House a short time ago on a rainy White House South lawn. Checking Wall Street in the early going, the Dow is ahead 14 points, the NASDAQ up 2. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic. Or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic. Or the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A 7-year-old boy remains in Children's Hospital after being attacked Saturday evening by a mountain lion. Open Space Mountain Park's Dean Pascal says the boy was walking hand-in-hand with his father when he was attacked.
Transported to the hospital. Apparently there's some facial lacerations and bite marks in the legs.
The family apparently chased the lion off. The incident occurred on a popular hiking trail west of Boulder. Wildlife officials tracked the animal down. They did kill it. Doctors in Colorado say it's likely that the mumps are headed to the state. Neighboring states are seeing an increased number of cases. In Arizona, an airline passenger from Tucson has been diagnosed with that viral infection. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Do have a couple things going on. Four car accidents up on I-25 after the Downing Street Bridge. It is off to the left shoulder, but to expect some curiosity slowing adding to your jams this morning. I-70 had an earlier problem westbound with a crash just after Peoria. So those jams still taking you back to 225 and southbound 225. Running heavy because of an accident now at Parker Road. Once you make your way past that, going to stay slow as you head into the tech center. Around town, it's busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And onto the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 49 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As I said to you, I don't get any of those at home, so I appreciate it when I get them out in the world.
And I mean, people were like all over you, so you're very, very, very popular, and I hope that bodes well for you in 08. All right, let's go over some things here. First of all, you've got six generals now, six retired generals who have called for Donald Rumsfeld to resign. You've got Two, one of them half-heartedly kind of defended him this weekend, and then you've got one who came forward, I believe Myers, and did defend him on this week with George Stephanopoulos. What is your view of Donald Rumsfeld, and is it time for Donald Rumsfeld, Congressman Udall, to go?
Jay, you know my style. I tend to try and work together with people, look for the best in people. I'm not one who calls for somebody to resign, but twice over the last 2 years I've called for Rumsfeld to step aside.
Right.
So I've been in that choir for a long time. I think this is a unique situation where you have retired generals basically being spokespeople for the active duty general officer corps. There's no other way to interpret it. And even Myers, General Myers, talked about the way that General Shinseki was treated. You remember Shinseki
sure.
said, based on the Balkans and other experiences in nation building and peacekeeping, we were going to need, 250,000 troops. And then he was cashiered by Rumsfeld and his team. I think a change in leadership is necessary. It's needed. But at the same time, as you know, you got to change the policy as well in Iraq. And if you just put somebody else in the chair who's going to act like Donald Rumsfeld, we're not going to get any further towards ending this war.
So your recommendation would be that they should get somebody else. But then again, you're right. The question is, who are you going to get to bring in to clean this up? And
yeah.
Because this administration, and you and I have talked about this on the air a million times, I mean, this administration has no plan. We have no plan to do anything except sit there and keep losing in our kids.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating. Many of us have called for a more comprehensive plan with benchmarks. We ought to acknowledge that we have no interest in their oil, that we're not going to have permanent bases in Iraq. I can't believe nobody's actually made that clear. We've called for a Truman Commission to oversee the rebuilding of Iraq to make sure there isn't any war profiteering. How about convening a regional conference to make sure the neighborhood understands the importance of stabilizing Iraq? It's just mind-bending to me, and I don't get it. It's just this slow walk that the president seems to be allowing to happen right now.
Then we've got Iran.
Yes.
You know, what's your take on this situation?
My take is that that the leaking of these war plans was not very helpful, that we ought to be working in every diplomatic front possible, including continuing the discussions about coercive diplomacy, which, as you know, involves sanctions. The key in this are the Russians and the Chinese. They've had historical relationships with the Iranians. And interestingly enough, in my opinion, if we would accelerate our transition to liquid domestic fuel production of ethanols and biodiesels, that would give us more leverage because it's, after all, the oil card that gives Iran the strength that they have on the international scene. If we were able to push down prices and not be so vulnerable to their shutting off of the supply, not just us, but to the Indians and the Chinese and the Russians economically, then we would have a lot more leverage.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second about energy because it's big in the news, particularly with the price of a barrel of oil. Over the weekend, Senator Richard Lugar said that the U.S. should engage in direct talks with Iran and as part of a broader dialogue on energy. Do you agree with that? Do you think we should be talking to the Iranians directly about these problems?
I do. What's at play, as you know, is the sentiments and the passions and the anger from 1979 and 1980, the hostage crisis. That's 26 years ago. It was a terrible situation, as you know, but it seems like we've got to acknowledge what the reality of today, and it would be, I think, better always to talk directly to another country. And I appreciate what Senator Lugar is saying. It makes a lot of sense.
All right, now let's get back to energy here for a second. This administration has apparently no energy plan. I mean, the president says that he said in the State of the Union about us being addicted to oil, but I don't see anything happening here to basically to get us off. And now oil is going to over $70 a barrel because they're nervous about all kinds of things, what's going on in Nigeria, Iran. We desperately, desperately, desperately need to come up with some kind of alternative energy plan, but it doesn't look like there's anything on the horizon here.
Yeah, the president's been saying the right things. That's a small step forward. But this administration, I think, is missing an enormous opportunity to help galvanize the American people and to drive us toward a true energy independent situation. And it wouldn't, I mean, the American people are ready to go. Right now, we're dependent solely on markets to make the transition, and they can be very helpful. But the federal government has a key role to play here, both in its own behaviors. You know, we're the largest landowner, leasee of cars. The military, of course, is looking to use different kinds of fuels and different energy regimes to power what they do. And a comprehensive Apollo-like project, that similar to what John Kennedy did when he said we're going to go to the moon, I think would be received with wide open arms and a lot of excitement among the American public.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the smartest, tool in the box here, but
me neither.
And I admit to you wholeheartedly that I love my car.
Sure.
But there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think to myself, with all the miraculous things that we've done in this country, with all the smart people we have here, with all the things that we seem to come up with on a daily basis, and the discoveries that we make year after year, and your example of the. Of John F. Kennedy talking about us going to the moon, and by God, we did go to the moon, and we did do it. You can't tell me that somebody or a group of people out there somehow can't get us out of this current situation and can't come up with some kind of an alternative fuel supply, some kind of a plan to stop this energy foreign policy-related madness.
Yeah. If you look at this country historically, this is the sort of thing we've excelled at. You give us a challenge, particularly a technological one, we respond. And that's also where the jobs of the future are, Jay. And there's money to be made here, as well as national security to be enhanced. And, of course, the environmental benefits are manifest and manifold. It just doesn't make sense to me that we wouldn't be aggressively pursuing this. I had a man in my office recently who's come up with an add-on to air conditioners, that you use the air conditioner in the evening to cool a big tank of water, and in the daytime when you need more power, that unit that you've cooled off actually runs the air conditioning system. It takes about a tenth of the energy. Those are the kind of things that we ought to be mass-producing and putting into circulation, and people are just hungry for this. And it doesn't have to be a mutually exclusive choice. We're not going to have to go back to wearing hair shirts if we do this right. This could be a real smorgasbord of options. An opportunity. It doesn't have to be taken spoonfuls of castor oil.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
The soccer mom can't go to the soccer field because everybody's going to be in these tiny little European cars. Actually, the technology right now is there to change out tires, to change out frames, to put more efficient transmissions in place, and so you can have vehicles that move goods and services and soccer teams around, but you get much better mileage and they can still be safe. I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true, but it isn't if we really put our minds and energy to it.
Well, we've got to have a change in leadership in order to get this done, because we've got two people sitting in the White House, well, actually the White House and the vice president's position, that are just, they're totally wedded to oil.
Yeah, the president, as we said, is saying the right things, but this ought to be a massive infusion. Remember, he came here and reinstated those 32 jobs at
right.
Israel. Well, it should have been 1,032 jobs. It should be 10,032 jobs. This is where we ought to be directing federal investments, and the markets will follow. And the P, as I've said, people are hungry for leadership. I don't care where you are on the political spectrum, where you live. People understand this is the future for us, but they can't do it alone. They need some leadership, and then when that leadership can create options. And really, this is exciting stuff. I get too fired up about it. But, the other thing, in Colorado, the Eastern Plains, they're just primed out there to produce biofuels, wind power, solar power. It's a way to reinvigorate rural economies and rural communities.
All right, last thing here, 8:15, 15 after 8 with Congressman Mark Udall. Are we ever going to find a rational, compassionate, decent way out of the whole illegal immigration, undocumented worker problem here in this country? Because right now, it seems to me, that there is nothing but hysterics going on.
Yeah, the passions are running high. I worry that it turns ugly and violent. I think the Senate was on the right track. This is where we need, again, a strong president. This is the one place where the president's low approval ratings, I think, really hurt us, because he's got to lead the people in his party to understand you've got to strengthen our border security. We all agree. But then we have to put a guest worker and a program in place. We have to put an earned legal status path in place as well. And in the House of Representatives, the 200 Democrats will vote for such a measure, and there are 100 Republicans that will, and I'm sure there are 70 votes in the Senate, but it's really going to take the White House and presidential leadership in his own party to say, wait a minute, gentlemen and gentlewomen, this is the way to proceed. This has political benefits, but it also is the right thing to do. And it really is in his hands, in the hands of the House leadership. The Democrats, we will do, I think, the right thing, find that common ground. We're going to secure the borders, but we're also going to make sure that the people that are here have a path forward. You can't round up 12 million people.
I got an email from a guy. He claims he's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He wants to round up everybody. And I had a call from a woman this morning on the air who is all for this round up everybody. This guy was talking about people keeping people in barbed wire enclosures. I mean, I can't. That stuff's so upsetting. I mean, that kind of stuff keeps me up at night.
Yeah, and I worry that we're running out of time this year, and then it carries over into next year. The sooner we face this, and the sooner we put together the kind of program I propose, obviously the better off we'll be. But stay tuned because this potentially is very, very divisive. And as I said, I'm concerned that it could result. So far, it has not. It's been peaceful protests on both sides of the issue. But it's time for leadership at the national level. The states can't do it. It's time for the Congress and the President to work out a common-sense solution here.
All right, Congressman, plug your website or I'll do it for you.
You're great. Two websites, markudall.org is my campaign website, and then my official congressional website, house.gov/markudall. Come see us at those websites.
You got it. Thank you, Congressman. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
You too, JC, on the road.
You got it. Take care. All right, there's Congressman Mark Udall, and we appreciate him being on. Once again, it's markudall.org, and look out, Wayne Allard. Mark Udall's coming. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. What about tax privacy? Do you think the government ought to be able to take your information and sell it? We'll talk about a congressman who wants to stop that. Congressman Stark from California, from the 13th Congressional District, wants to get that taken care of. And once again, if you're struggling to hear us, and we're dropping in and out intermittently, we do have transmitter problems this morning, and we're working on trying to get those fixed. And as soon as we get them fixed, then we'll be back up and be back to normal. So if you didn't get all of the Mark Udall interview, chances are what we'll probably do is we'll probably run the Mark Udall and the Ed Schultz interview again tomorrow so that you can hear them if you weren't able to hear them. Of course, if you're listening online to us at am760.net, you can hear everything perfectly, and we appreciate you.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
This was how they praise and worship. There was a guy up on stage. He was upset all the time. I think it was because he had some phlegm or something in his throat. Because at the end of every sentence, he would try to get it out. He would say, what you need to do is...
It's stand-up comedy for the whole family. Michael Jr.'s hilarious style, seen on Comedy Central and The Tonight Show. Real stand-up comedy at church. Friday, April 21st, 7 p.m. at Light and Life Community Church at Wadsworth and Alameda. For ticket information, click on lightandlife.net. That's lightandlife.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory & O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory & O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910.
720-266-4910. I mean, it's getting harder and harder and harder to pay those credit card debts down. That's why, if you're a homeowner, you need to talk to the mortgage store. Because right now, the mortgage store, for a limited time only, has 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. And take advantage of this limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Now, what makes a mortgage store different? There are a lot of places out there, and you can go to every one of them and try them out if you want to. But I'll tell you something about the mortgage store. Number one, they're with you every step of the way. I'm talking about the very first day you call to the very day of closing. They're with you. The mortgage store loan professionals are there to help you out. Number two, they're not there to judge you. They're there to help you. They're there to help you start saving hundreds and hundreds of dollars today. That's what they're all about. And you can get started saving money today by simply picking up the phone and calling 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. You know, It's free. The phone call is free. You can get a free credit analysis today, and you can get approval right on the phone right now. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the interest may be tax-deductible. I'll tell you one thing. The interest on your credit card certainly isn't. So call the mortgage store now. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Call them at 303-423-7171.
Okay, turn left on Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then another left on the corner of Smooth and...
What?
Take Washington to the corner of Smooth and...
Are you sure that's what the directions say?
Yeah, sweetheart. I grabbed them right off the printer.
What you print matters. Avoid smears, streaks, and blotches. Insist on only original HP ink cartridges. Vibrant, precise, reliable. Trust everything you print to original HP inks.
Let me see that. You see here, that's not Schwab and... It's Schwab and... Geohag.
Original HP inks. Print. Don't reprint.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we should be there in no time. It's right past. And
brilliantly simple. HP.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 78. All right, Time Magazine says of Senator Wayne Allard, he's one of the worst. How did he and the rest of the congressional delegation here in the state of Colorado do as far as education goes? Here's Diane Schust from the NEA. We did this last week. If you missed it, we'll play it again for you. Let's go talk to Diane Schust, who is Director of Government Relations at the National Education Association. That's NEA.org. And Diane, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Did I say your last name right?
You did.
I'm shocked. See what a good education will do for you?
Absolutely.
You guys turn out a report card every single year, and it tracks legislators around the country. And how did Senator Ken Allard do, how did Senator Wayne Allard do during the 109th Congress this time?
Well, he did not do well. He received an F, and that is in comparison to your other senator, Ken Salazar, who received an A. And unlike some states in which elected officials from both parties strongly supported children in public education, Colorado's representatives and senators tended to do either very well or very badly, either an A or an F, with the exception of retiring Congressman Joel Hepley, who earned a grade of C.
All right, let's run through some of these people. How did Marilyn Musgrave do?
She voted correctly on vocational education, which means that she supported it, but she favored cuts in education generally and in student financial aid in particular.
Hmm. Not a good sign.
No.
All right, how about Tom Tancredo?
Oh, Mr. Tancredo had basically the same voting record as Congresswoman Musgrave. Again, it was he supported passage of the vocational technical education program, which is a good thing, but then he continued to support cuts in education programs, including student financial aid. And the problem when you start voting for cuts in these programs is that they are already underfunded, whether it's IDEA programs that provide services to students with disabilities or Pell Grants that provide access for students to go on to college. They're already underfunded, and they cannot already meet the needs of eligible students. So when you start cutting programs, you are really hurting people. You are hurting children, and you're hurting students.
How about Flight Suit Bob Beaupre?
Pardon me?
How about Flight Suit Bob Beaupre?
Yes.
How did he do?
Well, he did not do well either. He also earned a grade of F along with Musgrave and Tancredo.
Oh, he's just the man to run the state of Colorado as the next governor, don't you think? Why did he get an F?
Well, again, you know, our emphasis at the NEA is on scoring votes on children and public education. So we specifically looked at votes that would have increased funding for programs that are important to parents and children and communities that help ensure children get services they need. So if you're consistently voting against increasing monies for these important programs, then you're not going to do well on our scorecard.
All right, let's look at some of the Democratic legislators. How about my Congresswoman, Diana DeGette?
Well, she got an A. What can I tell you? She opposed education funding cuts. She supported vocational education. She opposed reductions in student aid. And in the Head Start program, we scored a vote that would have oppose religious discrimination in the hiring of Head Start teachers. And so she was right on all of the votes with us.
All right. How about my favorite congressman, Mark Udall?
Same thing. Had exactly the identical voting record. He received an A as well. And again, you know, the votes were the same. He voted in support of public education, was opposed to cutting education programs, certainly opposed to any reductions in student financial aid. So you can see there is a pattern here to your elected officials. They're either getting A's in supporting public education and children, or they're getting F's.
And finally, what about Ken Salazar's brother, John?
Oh, he received an A as well. And, again, he so continued to support public education in his votes, just like his brother.
All right, let me ask you very quickly before we run out of time.
Yeah.
What criteria do you use to give these to assign these grades?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because we have changed our report card. In the past, we just looked at votes on the floor of the House and the Senate. And we felt that didn't really give our members a comprehensive look at the work that members actually do in Congress. So this year, we increased the criteria that we looked at. So we looked to see what kind of bills are these members co-sponsoring. Are they bills that are important to children in public education? We looked at behind-the-scenes work that they did, you know, in the caucus. We looked at what committees they were on and what kinds of amendments did they offer in committees. And then we looked at their access, you know, both to the lobbyists in D.C. as well as back home to our members. You know, did they hold town hall meetings, for example? Did they discuss education? Is this a priority for them? So we really believe that we have a much richer and broader view of the work of the members of Congress as a result of our expanded report card. So if you look at our web, you will see the votes on which we scored the members and the grade they received.
All right. Out of all of them, if you're prepared to say this, who's the worst out of all of them?
Well, because the grades were A's and F's, I could tell you that, you know, Wayne Allard received an F. Beaupray, Musgrave, and Tancredo received F's. Whereas you had to get Congressman Salazar, Udall, and Senator Salazar receiving A's.
So you can't really single one out. You just have to give them by the groupings of the
yeah,
grades
absolutely.
That they've gotten.
And then don't forget, Congressman Heffley was in there right in the middle with a C.
Okay. All right. Diane, I appreciate you being on the program. If people want to find out more about this, they can go to NEA.org. And thank you so much for spending a little bit of Friday morning with us.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you there, Diane. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey. Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. More problems for the ride this morning. Southbound 225, we're jamming from Parker Road. Have an accident right there. Once you get past that, you're going to slow for your ride into the tech center. Now, westbound I-70, a little sluggish from 225 because of an earlier crash after Peoria. And southbound I-25, we're loaded up from Thornton North Glen all the way into downtown. Have a four-car crash after the Downing Street Bridge, adding to those jams. Now, around town, busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road are loaded up. And the Turnpike, looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And westbounders now slow from McCaslin towards Table Mesa. Now, checking out the forecast. And warm this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Altitude is just too big for one channel. The Nuggets take on the Houston Rockets with coverage starting at 6:30 on Altitude's 2.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com. To find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Yep, and if you don't go sign up, you can't win. That's AM760.net, so sign up now. It's 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, going to get up to around 78 under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. How about the idea that the people who prepare your taxes, like H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and others, could sell sensitive personal information like your name, address, social security number, employer, income, and charitable donations? Well, you know what? I don't think that's such a good idea. And I got a congressman who doesn't think it's such a good idea either. Representative Pete Stark is serving his 17th term in Congress. Stark is a senior member of the Committee on Ways and Means with jurisdiction over U.S. tax policy. And he's a vocal advocate of taxpayer privacy and tax reform. And let's talk to him right now. By the way, he's from the 13th District, Congressional District in the state of California. And Congressman Stark, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here.
Jay, good morning. It's nice to be with you.
Just to give us a little sketch here, where is the 13th Congressional District?
Runs between the city of Oakland and the city of San Jose on the east side of the San Francisco Bay. And we're kind of we're the lower rent district of Silicon Valley and an older blue-collar district, Hayward, San Leandro, San Lorenzo, the city of Fremont, Newark, and Union City.
Oh,
a little bit of Pleasant.
Yeah, I know it well because I used to live in Union City.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about this because when I saw this, and I'd seen some reports I'd read some reports in the news about this, and at first I thought this can't possibly be the idea that major tax preparers like H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and others would be able to take sensitive information like your Social Security number, your income, your employer, your charitable donations, and all of these things, and sell them. How in the world would this work?
Well, it would work to your and my disadvantage. I mean, it isn't just that. They could find people with high medical expenses and sell that to insurance companies or pharmaceutical companies. You know, there's no end to our whole lives could be displayed before somebody when they start going through our tax returns. Now, they'll give you the caveat that, oh, well, you have to check a blank or you have to basically give them permission. But for any of your listeners and you or me, if you've got one of these 8-page little booklets in our bank statement that you've got to read,
right.
I can never figure out whether I'm giving them permission by not doing anything, or I'm giving them permission if I check something. And I'll bet you that they're going to end up taking my bank information and peddling it to somebody. So that I don't think there's much really. And the other thing that they do now that we're trying to prevent is they outsource. They send your tax data offshore to be processed in a foreign country.
Mm.
And where there are no privacy restrictions. And as you probably know, in Eastern Europe and places like that, we have the most identity theft, so that we have no control over the privacy of your tax information when it's shipped overseas to be processed. And we're asking them to stop doing that in the bill that Congressman Jim McDermott and I have both introduced.
Yeah, that's H.R. 5075, correct?
Right.
All right. Now, whose idea is it to make this okay? Is this the GOP? Where's this coming from?
It's the administration, and I just think it's this idea of privatization run amok. You know, they wanted to privatize Social Security. Now they're trying to privatize Medicare. They have privatized Medicare if we're not careful. And this whole idea that government can't do anything, and the only people who can do it are private enterprise. And in many cases, that's correct. But there are some areas, fortunately, they haven't turned the Defense Department over to Wackenhut.
They'd like to, though, I think.
I think they might. If Rumsfeld has his way, we would turn it over to Hewlett-Packard or one of those companies. But fortunately, there are still some things that, in Medicare, for example, which good system, or in the IRS is a good system. And actually, they've protected our privacy all these years. They're now wanting to outsource collections, turn the IRS over to some bill collection operator. And I just think that in some cases, they've carried this idea of minimizing government to a ridiculous extreme.
To me, it sounds like insanity, and it leads me to ask you, you've been around 17 years.
No, you've 34.
All right, you've seen a lot. You've seen a lot of presidents come and go. You've seen a lot of changes in the Congress and in the administration. This has got to be the worst it's ever been. Is this the worst it's ever been?
It's certainly, in my opinion, it is. I have seen no one who's taken secrecy or arrogance and or the trashing our human and civil liberties to the extent that George Bush has. I don't know whether he's just being led around by some Machiavellian kind of person, or whether he's dreaming this up himself. I've never thought he was bright enough to come up with all these ideas on his own, so that I'm rather suspect of the neocon conspiracy. And I don't like conspiracies if I'm not a part of them, but I guess this is one that is working, and I'm never sure who's running the store. We're worried about Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and that gang running the Defense Department, and you're not sure whether Condoleezza Rice really is in charge of the State Department. So it's scary, and the only hope I can give you and your listeners is it's going to end one way or another. In 2008, I don't think the Republicans come up with a worse candidate than George Bush, so that's something to look forward to.
And you're right about that being around 34 years. I was looking at this, and I said 17 because I meant
17 terms.
I meant 17 terms in Congress. Also, sitting in the area that you're sitting here in California, if I can get you off the subject of this tax thing a little bit here and just get your opinion about this, because having lived in Union City myself and in Hayward and in that area, mm-hmm. and I know it's changed a great deal now from when I lived there, but there used to be agricultural fields there. As a matter of fact, there was a large one across from where I lived in Union City, and there was a lot of farm labor there. How do you see this whole debate about immigration?
Well, I see it as dividing both the Republicans and the Democrats. As you know, in our area, it's one of the most liberal areas of the country. So on issues like Iraq War, gay marriage, women's right to choose, on all of those, 70 or 80% of my constituents take the liberal position.
Right.
But I asked a question in my recent poll where I got this 70 or 80% return on all those on immigration, giving people the right to earn citizenship. It's split 50-50. And I think the Republicans are split. I think the Democrats are split. It is one area where I personally side closer to the president. I think that we need to legitimize and have a structure for people who are here without documentation or illegally. I don't like that term. Look, there are 12 million people in this country. We couldn't find them and arrest them, so I don't know why this idea of turning them into felons just means that we got 12 million felons we can't arrest. I don't like that. Local law enforcement doesn't want to touch this. This is not their area of expertise. They got enough to do, thank you, finding drug dealers and rapists and murderers without having to look for law-abiding people who are here without documents. And I think we've got to do what every other country in the world does, and that is recognize the need for offshore workers. If we institutionalize it, then workers will be protected from employers who rip them off and stiff them for their pay and don't pay the taxes, although they deduct them from the checks of the workers. They'll have the right to complain, to unionize, which they're afraid to do now because they're afraid they'll be pointed out and sent home. Employers can get a good supply of labor when they need it and can show the need for it. So I think it's a win-win. We've got to settle down and find a compromise.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. All right, last question here before I let you go. Donald Rumsfeld, stay or go?
Well, I'd like him to stay because I don't have much respect for the military. You know, these generals were trained to obey orders without question. And you get to be a general by just blindly obeying what somebody tells you to do without ever thinking about it. And to me, that's not a great intellectual challenge in this world. Rumsfeld's been trying to change that. Now, he screwed up the Iraq War. There's no question about that. But the question about can we modernize the military, which he seems to want to do, I think he's kind of right on. What do we need aircraft carriers for, the most useless weapon? Or what do we need Star Wars for? All of these things that military and the bureaucracy in the military hang on to just to create more generals and admirals. Now, has he loused up the war in Iraq and has he led us in our troops into danger? Yes. There's no question about
should
that.
Should he pay for that?
Sure he should go. But Bush should go too. I mean, you want to do Gonzalez. I mean,
get rid of them all. I agree with you.
Show me a place where we have people who haven't endangered ourselves, the lives of American troops, the lives of Americans at home, and discredit us around the world. We are a failed imperialist program now, and just waiting for somebody in the world to turn against us. And who it'll be next week remains to be seen.
Congressman Stark, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you being on the program.
Been fun.
And hope to have you back again.
I'd like that very much.
All right, thank you. There's Congressman Pete Stark. He has been in Congress 34 years. That's 17 terms. He's in the East Bay area of San Francisco, or I should say of the Bay Area, San Leandro, Union City, down around in that area below Oakland. Because we've had transmitter trouble here this morning, if you missed the majority of that interview, if you missed the great interview with Mark Udall, which we did, Congressman Udall, these will be online at am760.net, and I'm almost tempted to play these again tomorrow, to play them again tomorrow, so that you can hear them, because they've been excellent. We also had a good one with Ed Schultz today, too, which you may not have been able to hear due to transmitter trouble as well. So what we may have is we may have a three-for-one tomorrow, in which I may get on tomorrow morning at different times and repeat them all and play them all back again, because they were so good. And Stark and Udall were outstanding, and so was Ed Schultz. 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9. At this juncture, we'll open up the phones at 303-713-7600. If you want to get on the line and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, please feel free to do so. We'd just like to hear from some of you and hope that, are we back? Or we hope that people can hear us. And we apologize for the trouble here this morning, too. Every once in a while, things happen. And thanks to our engineering staff, which got out there immediately, out to the transmitter site and fixed all this stuff. Don't forget to sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. It's 847-13 in front of 9. 303-713-7600. Four open lines. Let's talk. Let's gab. It's Monday morning. Time for you and I to get it on telephonically.
760. Progressive traffic.
Well, it is busy around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Bathesline, Belmont, and South Boulder Road. Now, the Turnpike bunching up westbound from McCaslin towards Table Mesa. Eastbound, your slow go for you from Federal to Pecos and southbound I-25. Running heavy as you come out of Thornton, North Glen, right into downtown and through T-Rex. You have a four-car crash off to the left shoulder right around the Downing Street Bridge, adding to those delays. Southbound 225, also seeing some trouble. We have a crash at Parker Road. Get by that, and you're slow into the Tech Center. And westbound I-70, seeing a slow ride from 225 over towards Peoria. Had an earlier crash there. That's been cleared out of your way. Checking out the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. Right now we're at 51 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota service.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let's send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Remote Receptionist isn't about technology. It's about good old-fashioned professionalism. We pride ourselves on being the best receptionist you've ever had. And if you already have someone on staff, we make a great backup, covering lunch breaks, vacations, or when you just have too many calls coming in. And in case you're wondering, the Remote Receptionist is surprisingly affordable, making it easier than ever to treat your clients right. The Remote Receptionist from Intelligent Office. Newfangled technology, old-fashioned professionalism. Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
AM 760, KKZN, is conducting a contest called EcoTrip. To enter, log on to www.am760.net. Weekdays, April 3rd through May 5th, 2006, between the 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. hours, one randomly selected name will be announced on AM 760. If you hear your name, call 303-713-8485 within 1 hour to claim your qualifying prize and become qualified for the chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. No purchase necessary. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. One prize per household from AM 760's parent company Denver sister stations within any 90-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit our offices at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, Colorado, 80237.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
I should have asked Eddie if he's cooking. 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 78, partly sunny skies. AM760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, thank you for being along with us. And thanks for all the calls of concern this morning, too, when you couldn't hear us. We really appreciate that. It's open phones. I got three open lines at 303-713-7600. Whatever it is you want to talk about this morning, that's exactly what we'll do. And speaking of that, let's go to Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning, and thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
There's a discussion that's beginning. You're already kind of touching on it, and it's something that I've been passionate about for some time now, and basically I'm hoping, you know, you've got a forum, you've got a place to get the message out, and it's something that needs to be done. And it's effectively the Democratic Party has got to get back in the game of faith, not to the extent that the extreme right has. But we used to be a party of faith. If you look at history, if you look at Roosevelt, if you look at Kennedy and Johnson, all of those men were open about their faith. And what we've done is, over the years, some people say that the Republican right has taken the moral high ground. Well, in reality, the Democratic Party has given them the moral high ground by saying, well, we just can't talk about our faith. And the fact is, you know, first of all, I'm a Democrat, and I'm a follower of Christ. I don't like to say Christian because there's too many Christians in this world, especially on the far right, that are hypocritical and don't really understand the teachings of Christ. I'm the kind of person that believes, you know, it doesn't matter what your faith is, you know, be it Jewish, be it Buddhist, be it Muslim, you know, that's each individual's own kind of, you know, it's
well, it. I'll tell you something, man. I think you are so right. I think this call is a grand slam hit out of the park. I've been touching on this now, and I've been talking about it now for a couple of months. I want to continue to keep talking about it. I want to continue to keep bringing this up because even if you're not very religious, you know, even and 80%, about 80 to 85% of the people in this country believe that there's a God.
That's right.
You know, even if you're not very religious, the thing is, we have got to stop having contempt for people of faith.
That's right.
We have got to stop looking down on them. We have to stop. I mean, you can have religious discussions with people, and you can have philosophical arguments with people about things, and you can preach tolerance, and I think we should be tolerant to every faith, but to say to somebody, to dismiss somebody outright because they profess a strong belief in Jesus, or they profess a strong belief in God, or if they believe a strong, you know, whatever it may be, to me, is absolutely wrong. And the religious right sits where they are because
we let them.
And you know something? The GOP has fooled the religious right and has time after time after time after time by promising them and never delivering,
right?
By never giving them what they say they're going to give them, by never. And then you know what they do is they take advantage of them economically while they preach all of these, you know, these religiously tied wedge issues. And I think that what we need to do is to take the issues that are important to us and that we feel that are important to the country, and we need to elevate them into a moral argument, and there's nothing wrong with invoking our Judeo-Christian heritage in that.
Absolutely not. And, you know, one of the things that most people don't understand, first and foremost, let me bring this point up, and most Christians will never admit to this, and most don't even know it because they rarely, if ever, crack their Bible. But the concept of the separation of church and state, that was God's idea. That wasn't our founding fathers. If you really do, you know, some in-depth study of how God treated Israel in the beginning, God set aside a group of people. They were the Levites, and that was Moses and his brother Aaron are the most famous. God knew right from the get-go that carnal man, the vast majority of men, were not capable of handling the things of God. So he set aside a group of people to deal specifically.
All right, hang on a second, Steve. Can you stick around a little bit longer?
Sure.
Okay, let me put you in the phones on and we'll pick this up.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It could happen at any time. A prosecutor is expected to ask a grand jury in Durham, North Carolina, to hand up indictments in the case of an African-American stripper who claimed she was raped by three white members of the Duke University lacrosse team. CBS News correspondent Trish Regan is in Durham.
The police will be going to these lacrosse players' locations, arresting them and bringing them to jail, likely in handcuffs. So it could be a fairly eventful day here if indeed these players are indicted.
New bloodshed in Israel as a suicide bomber strikes in Tel Aviv during the Passover holiday celebration. CBS News correspondent Alan Fizzi says the attackers killed at least 8 people and wounded 35 others.
He was stopped by a security guard who made him open a bag he was carrying. As he was opening the bag, well, the bomb was detonated, killing obviously the security guard and the bomber and other bystanders.
After 4 days of direct testimony, former Enron executive Jeffrey Skilling is expected to get a grilling from prosecutors. Cross-examination is underway in Houston. Skilling's lead attorney is Dan Petrocelli.
He has nothing to hide. He'll just answer all the questions.
The nation's highest court's refusing to get into a case involving the Guantanamo Bay prison camp. The justices have turned down an appeal by two Chinese Muslims, mistakenly captured as enemy combatants, but who are still being detained at the camp more than 4 years later. It's decision time for the president's new chief of staff and the people who work under him. Live to the White House now and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And in a sign of a possible White House shakeup, new Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton has told top Bush aides to expect changes. He's asked anyone thinking of leaving before the end of this year to hang it up now. Bolton has not called for any resignations yet, and no one has offered to leave. But as he led his first senior staff meeting, he challenged the Bush team to refresh and re-energize. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And there have been other important doings at the White House. President Bush was on hand, so was First Lady Laura, as kids gathered for an annual tradition on the White House lawn.
In Washington, we know that spring has arrived when the White House lawn is filled with children for the Easter egg hunt.
Well, have you made the trip yet? Most Americans have until midnight to drop their federal income tax returns into the mailbox or to file them electronically. And there are plenty of people like this man in Louisville, Kentucky, who've put off the inevitable until the 11th hour.
I just, like everybody else, just wait till the last minute, just because.
The New York Mets have come up with a novel way to help procrastinators. They're providing tax preparers tonight at Shea Stadium as the Mets take on the Atlanta Braves. Fans can drop off their tax documents and then pick up the finished product after the game. And checking on Wall Street right now, pretty good day so far. The Dow is ahead 5 points and the NASDAQ up 4. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-31-VEGAS. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-31-VEGAS for all the exciting details. That's 877-31-VEGAS.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A 7-year-old boy remains in Children's Hospital after being attacked Saturday evening by a mountain lion. Open Space Mountain Park's Dean Pascal says the boy was walking hand in hand with his father when he was attacked.
Transported to the hospital. Apparently there's some facial lacerations and bite marks in the legs.
The family apparently chased the lion off. The incident occurred on a popular hiking trail west of Boulder. Wildlife officials tracked the animal down. They did kill it. Doctors in Colorado say it's likely that the mumps are headed to the state. Neighboring states are seeing an increased number of cases. In Arizona, an airline passenger from Tucson has been diagnosed with that viral infection. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks. New accident for the drive. This one sitting on the ramp from Havana onto westbound I-70, so expect some bunch behind that. I-25 still struggling as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Have this four-car crash off to the shoulder just past the Downing Street Bridge, adding to the delays. And southbound 225 running heavy from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now, the turnpike slows westbound from McAllen to Table Mesa. Eastbounders still a little sluggish as you head over towards I-25. And then around town, we're still pretty busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, 28th, and Belmont. Widows Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all starting to thin out a little bit. And checking out the forecast. Sunny and warm, highs in the upper 70s today. It's already warming up pretty quickly. We're at 65 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Altitude is just too big for one channel. The Nuggets take on the Houston Rockets with coverage starting at 6:30 on Altitudes 2 on Comcast Channel 5. And the Colorado Avalanche are in Edmonton with coverage beginning tonight at 6:30 on Altitude, Comcast Channel 25.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin?
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin?
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You could win one of these exciting prizes from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's go on an adventure.
Plus, be qualified to win an all-expense trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes.
You want to be our next winner?
It's easy.
Get online, am760.net.
And thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 78, partly sunny skies. Let's get back to the phones here. We got a lot of folks with a lot of things to say. Let me finish up with Steve in Sedalia. All right, Steve, finish your thought real quick here, because I got others in line. But you were saying that originally the idea of separation of church and state was originally God's idea, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, he set apart the Levites to handle the things of God, and he left the rest of Israel, you know, kind of separate from them, and they were to govern themselves. Now, that's not to say that the Levites weren't to be, examples of and sometimes involved in governance, but, you know, God knew the importance of leaving the things of God to a certain people and leaving the things of governance to others, and it's a good example. And, you know, the basic point is people of faith, Christians especially, those are the people that tend to be the most outspoken on the right, they should be involved in politics. They should be involved in electing the people that are going to govern our country for the good of everybody, not just for the good of the Christians. And, you know, that's what makes the vast majority of them so hypocritical. I've got so many friends that, I mean, I can give you example after example. And, you know, until we get to this point of understanding that we have to start taking care of each other, which is exactly what Christ taught, look at the teachings of Christ. That's all you have to do. They're so democratic in nature.
They really, you know what, from what I know of them, they really are. Steve, thank you, man. Grand slam call. Hope you'll call again.
Thanks, man. See you.
All right, talk to you. It's kind of one of my favorite people of all time, Representative Angie Piccioni. Angie, hi, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. All right, you want to talk about religion and politics a little bit here?
Well, you know, I was listening, and Steve really inspired me to give you a call because, you know, the fundamental difference between me as an evangelical Christian and a Democrat and my opponent, who you know, Marilyn Musgrave,
right,
is that I believe that you should live your faith, not legislate it. And that's where most Democrats come down on that. It's not that we have contempt. It's not that Democrats have contempt for those, you know, for people of faith. It's that we don't want you to try to legislate it. And that's where we come down. You know, I believe that I have to represent all of the people that I serve, not just those who go to church with me. It's fundamental.
But how do we make the Democratic Party more open and accessible to people of faith and to win back that sector of the electorate that we seem to have lost here in the last couple of election cycles?
Well, you said it absolutely right a little while ago when you talked about really making these political issues moral issues, because they are moral, and that's different than being trying to legislate it. It's to demonstrate that there's nothing in any scripture, and I think John Kerry said that there's nothing in any kind of religious writing that says that the poor shall care for the rich, and that's what this administration really has us doing. You know, and so we have to really illustrate how moral these issues are, and that we do good, and that comes from Scripture, but it's not the same as what they are trying to do, which is legislate the practice.
Well, you know, I just want us to be more accommodable to people of faith. I really do, because I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think that the Democratic Party, that we should take these issues and we should make them moral issues, and talk about helping people and affecting people's lives and using government as an engine for good as opposed to as an engine for, you know, for self enrichment on the part of some people of society but not all of society.
You're absolutely right. You know what the scripture says about a rich man and a camel going through the eye of a needle. But here's the thing: we can say that when you cut food stamps for the poor, and when you cut school lunches for poor kids, and when you cut Medicaid and Medicare in order to fund tax cuts for the wealthiest people in the country, that's immoral. That's fundamentally immoral. And we have to continue to point that out, that if you really want to, if you want to say that you're a Christian, then, you know, faith without works is dead. So let's put our, you know, our policies where our mouth is. Really want to be a Christian, and let's make sure that we take care of the poor, let's take care of the sick, let's make, you know, take care of the strangers in our land, you know, let's do what Scripture says.
Yeah, amen. You know what, I want you to do something else. Plug your website
is www.jansy2006.com. you can volunteer and you can contribute.
Yeah, you know what? Mary and I gave you a campaign contribution. We're going to give you another one. You're in one of the most important races in the country, and I urge all AM 760 progressive listeners to, you know, 25, 50, whatever you can afford, go to Angie's website, which is, give it again, Angie?
Angie2006.com.
Angie2006.com, and give her a donation because we have got to get rid of Marilyn Musgrave. We love you, Angie.
Hey, love you too.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, you bet.
All right. She's one of my all-time favorite people, Angie Piccioni, man. And we have got to get Marilyn Musgrave out of there. You know, there's so many good Democrats running. And when I was when Mary and I were at the dinner, the dinner on Friday night, and we met there's so many good people out there running for office. When we were at the Patricia Schroeder dinner here, there's so many good people. I mean, there's Joe Rice is out there running, who's a great guy. There's a woman running for House District 39, Molly Cullum, who is a candidate for State House District 39. She's great. Angie Piccioni's running. Bill Winter is running. We really, really, really have good people, good Democrats in the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter. They're just tons of great people, and we just need to get out there and vote and get involved and flex our muscle. And let's keep control of the state legislature. Ken Gordon was there, who's running for Secretary of State. There were just tons of, I can't name all the people over there. We had such a really, really good time. Let's go to Gary in Colorado Springs. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Gary.
I kind of agree with what Steve and everybody is saying, but just an observation. In my own church, there's a lot of fighting going on because we even have a sign saying a liberal voice in our community, and we aren't a voice. We don't speak out. And my question is, and my only disagreement with Steve is that I don't think it's the Democrats that have let the Christians go to the Republicans or whatever. I think it's the liberal Christians who are not standing up. You know, where are the wonderful Christians protecting the constitutional rights of Mike Schiavo? Where are they protecting the rights of gays and lesbians?
I think they're out there. They just don't get the kind of media attention that that they deserve, but they're definitely out there. I mean, we've done interviews here in the last couple of weeks with people who point out and name various names of people who are out there doing things. Tony Campolo is one of them. There's some other ones. And we're trying to book some of those people on the program to have them speak out and give them a forum.
I'd like to see that. I would also like to see churches coming out and saying we are very definitely for the constitutional rights of all citizens, including non-Christians. You know, we don't see people standing up and saying, you know, we think gays and lesbians should have the right to have a legal marriage in this country. They are tax-paying citizens.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying you don't see any religious leaders standing up and saying that, or you're saying you don't see anybody standing up and saying that? You mean religious leaders?
I'm saying like churches getting together, just like Westboro Baptist Church will show up 40 people at a funeral. Where is a liberal Christian church standing up and saying you are bad Christians or you're just not right?
Well, I would suspect that the majority of them are probably too busy out working on projects that have a positive impact on the community rather than Fred Phelps and his friends standing around having a negative impact on the community. Yeah, I think the religious left has to be heard from more.
Right.
There's no question about that. I don't disagree with that. But
right.
One of the keys to letting the religious left be heard more is we have to open the door and open our hearts to those people, too, and tell them that it's okay and that they should speak out. And there are people out there every single day. You know, there's Sojourners Magazine, there's Tikkun, there's lots of publications out there. They just don't get the coverage, and they just don't get talked about in the mainstream media like they should. But, hey, guess what? Congratulations. There's a lot of things that don't get covered in the mainstream media.
And I personally have gone to a number of so-called liberal churches and said, you've got to get up and you've got to start speaking. They don't. You know, it's like somehow we've got to get them more motivated.
Well, I think we have to, you know, I can't speak to each individual church, and I can't speak really to Christianity because I'm not Christian, but I think that Christianity and Judaism, two religions that have a long, long history of social activism. Don't forget, Dr. Martin Luther King was a Christian, and most of the people involved in the early civil rights struggle in this country were Christians. And if you go look at those things, and there were also Jews, if you go look at those things, there's a long history of that. Somehow we have lost that. I mean, William Sloan Coffin just died here recently, who was heavily involved in politics and in the anti-Vietnam movement, and we've got to get that back. I have no disagreement with that whatsoever, but I think one of the things that we have to do, and I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about progressive talk, I'm talking about the alternative media, is we have to get those people and get them to come forward and let their voices be heard, because their voices are not going to be heard in the mainstream media. Gary, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right. And that's sad, But there's a lot of things that are never going to get covered in the mainstream media. There's a lot of things that aren't talked about in the mainstream media. And I've said this before, I'll say it again on this show. You know, I've only got 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. And man, I can't possibly cram in all the stuff there is out there to get in. And I wish that I could just sit here for an hour and do nothing but read stories that are out there that never get covered. And that's why you've got to use all of the resources that are available to you, not just plop yourself down in front of CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS or NBC and take what's spoon-fed.
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean? He loves me? He's up to something. You each experience a different reaction based on your history. Your beliefs determine how you respond. Your beliefs also determine how you respond to customers, clients, or patients. Let the Impact Institute align your people's beliefs with the goals of the company. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet. At all.
Time to care.
Would you like to get out of debt? Would you like to spend more time with your family? What would life be like if you didn't have to worry about money? Do you find it hard to imagine? Well, so do most people. The good news is MyFreedomSystem.com has the opportunity that you're looking for. MyFreedomSystem.com is the first system of its kind that allows ordinary people to partner with a billion-dollar company. What is being offered is the most advanced, patented, proprietary technologies so you can tap into the three biggest money-making trends in history. This system is a step-by-step method that brings people to you from all around the country already interested in what you have to offer. There's no selling, no meetings, no pressure. You can do this part-time or spare time and make an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days. To get your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234. Break out of the rat race, get your free info pack today. 303-271-1234.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord. We've got a challenge for you. We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 921, 21 minutes after 9. High today, 78, partly sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Boy, I got an important program note for you. I hate that program note business. Doesn't that sound like radio from like Good Night and Good Luck? The following is a program note. But you know who we have tomorrow? We have one of the authors of what I think is the most required reading book out right now. You have got to read this book if you have not read it. It's called Crashing the Gates. And I never get his name right because his name is extremely hard to pronounce. Marcos Melitzas will be on tomorrow. I'm going to try to keep him on for 30 or 40 minutes if I can get away with it. The book, You know what? The book is so good that I read it twice. You need to read it. It's about a winning strategy for you, for me, for the Democratic Party, for progressives, for liberals. Please, go out and get the book. Read it. If you haven't read it, read it. I've read it twice. Man, what a great book. What a great book. I just walked away. My head was buzzing. All right, let's go to Fred in Boulder, who's been hanging on. Fred, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Great to talk to you. Love listening to you. My comment was, you know, just talking about religion and everything, you know, maybe we could, Democrats, you know, for example, could talk about a spiritual, you know, universal spiritual principles, not just talk about one religion, you know, talk about things that unite, you know, all religions that, you know, seem to be a really universal, you know, beyond Christianity or Judaism or, you know, being a Muslim, like love and tolerance of others, being of service to God and others, honesty, forgiveness, belief in a God. You know, even if you don't believe in God, people practice, you know, kind of ethical lives, and they have, you know, maybe they believe in some kind of karma or just, you know, helping other people, you know, make them feel good or, you know, forgiving other people. Those things, I think, hold true and I think can really, you know, unite us and not divide us by trying to pin one religion against the other.
Well, I think it's an excellent idea, and I don't think we should be pinning one religion against the other, and it's very easy to do it, and we should be engaged in that because that's divisive behavior is not going to take us anywhere. I mean, what we need to do is we need to cull from the best of all worlds and talk about common shared human values. And in our culture, I mean, in this country, I mean, I think if you look at it, most of us have derived most of our values through religion at some point in our life. You know, and I'm not saying that we should. I'm not trying to be a theocon. I'm not saying that we should blur the line between church and state, because that's not what I'm for. I'm a member of Citizens United Against Church and State, and I believe you know, in that definite separation of church and state. But I think that there used to be, I think that there has been, and I think that there still is to some degree, this idea that people who do not hold very strong religious faith look down on those who do, and I think that's a mistake. And I think that there are some things that we need to do, that the Democratic Party needs to do, that we need to do to be able to achieve our aims and be able to win in elections and turn this country around. And, you know, we're not going to get, there's no way, shape, or form, are we going to get 100% of what we want, not politically, not in life, not anywhere. Just never, ever, ever going to happen. So what we have to do is we have to get ourselves into a position to make some compromises and to accept 80 to 85 to maybe 90%. And to know that, for instance, under a Democratic president, under a Democratic governor, under a Democratic state legislature, under a Democratic House and Senate, that all of us, regardless of whether you're just liberal, whether you are progressive, whether you consider yourself to be a left, very left of center, whatever the case may be, all of us and all of the things that we hold dear and that interest us, and we all have certain things that interest us, that we all have better chances of getting this country turned around and doing what we want to do under a Democratic leadership than we do under a Republican leadership. And so therefore, one of the key things we've got to do is stop attacking the Democratic Party, and we've got to stop attacking each other. So if you put a Jew, a Christian, and a Buddhist and a Muslim in the same room, we have to find common ground, not get on each other's cases, or we're never going to achieve anything.
Yeah, another thing is just that people, they talk about values, but it's just people just blow an ear when they talk about values. It's about action. Like somebody like the congresswoman or the person running for elected office said, you know, faith without works, you know, doesn't get you anywhere. It's all about the actions you take. So when I see, you know, our Democratic leadership talking about being a party of faith, you know, I'd rather see them actually take action, you know, supporting that faith, you know, not worrying about what, you know, Bush thinks or their, you know, the electorate thinks, but doing the right thing for the sake of doing the right thing. And
well,
having
I think,
the faith,
yeah,
that
I
that's
agree.
Going to work out for
I agree with you. I think they need to do that too, but I think we also need to signal to people of faith that you're more than welcome here and that we truly are a big tent and that we can accommodate a lot of people with a lot of differing viewpoints. And particularly a lot of differing religious viewpoints. Fred, thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Thanks so much.
God bless.
Okay, let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
I was calling this topic. Maybe you noticed that. I'm going to disagree with you, but I also want to point out that, like you, I read The Nation. I love Olbermann. I feel like we're on the same wavelength. Mostly I agree with you, but I want to, like, pick nits a little bit here.
Okay.
That's all right. Jeez, I love this. I'd like to see, instead of, like, right-wing Jesus versus left-wing Jesus, I'd like to see the Democratic Party stand up for religious freedom, you know, emphasize that.
Well, I think that's part and parcel of it.
That's like a higher morality, is for the simple reason that it doesn't exclude anybody.
Yeah, but I think that automatically goes, you know, I think that automatically goes without saying, and I think that's part and parcel of it, the idea that you know, we're all free to worship as we please, that's what this country's all about, in the end we have to adhere, and we have to strictly adhere to the Constitution of the United States and the separation of church and state, so that no one religion dominates.
Right. Exactly. And I think it's important to emphasize that. Maybe it goes without saying for you and me, but I think it doesn't. It bears repeating, because I think what we're really up against is a real hardcore, you know, not just people that have some kind of faith, but a real hardcore reactionary movement has sort of taken over the Republican Party. And then in turn, the Republican Party is controlling all three branches of government. And so we're in some pretty serious trouble here. This guy, Mark Crispin Miller, saw him on C-SPAN. He's been a guest on your show.
We've had him on.
I saw him on C-SPAN. I heard a caller of yours mention this, too. She said she'd seen the same thing. Anyway, he was talking about, you know, how the 2004, his book, how the 2004 election was stolen and how the next one will be, too. And by way of explaining, you know, where these people get the chutzpah to do, you know, bribery and stealing elections and all these, you know, redistricting and all these kind of definitely unethical things. Why are they willing to do that after the party of religion and all that? And he explained that these hardcore fundamentalists, and what he was saying about them definitely struck me as true, because I've heard my share of Baptist preachers. He was saying that these people, they're not even having a policy debate with us. They're not talking about, you know, what the Constitution means or how we should do. These people want to take over the country. They don't tolerate you and me. They hate you and me. They're looking forward to the end of the world.
Of course. Absolutely. Read Kevin Phillips' new book. Read his new book.
Right. American Theocracy.
Yeah,
right?
Read it. I mean,
He's saying the same thing.
He's saying exactly the same thing, but I don't think that those people are in the majority. That's number one. And number two, unlike Mark Crispin Miller, I refuse to accept the idea that the elections are going to continue to be stolen. I think there's going to be dirty tricks. I think there's going to be voter suppression. I think there's going to be things like that, you know, like that going on. But I think it's responsible. I think it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to make sure that those things don't happen, and to get out and to vote and to make your voice heard.
Oh, everything
and not stay home. And I'll tell you something. If you look at the 2004 election as compared to the 2000 election, one of the things that Karl Rove and George W. Bush did was they made a concerted effort to turn out the religious right to beat us in the ground game to get votes. And we need to turn around and do exactly the same thing. We need to turn out everybody we possibly can.
Within the law.
Within the law. And each and every one of us. And nobody's saying anybody's a millionaire, but you know what? Whether it's Angie Piccioni, whether it's Bill Winter, whether it's, whoever it is that's running, and in the 7th Congressional District, I like Peggy Lamb, but whoever it is, you know what? It won't hurt you to give them $25. Let me tell you something, man. There's strength in numbers, and it's time for you and me, Dave, and everybody else to flex our muscle and let the religious right and let the GOP know the days of this kind of corruption and crap they have pulled off, it's over with, baby.
Ditto.
It's done. Dave, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
That's right. To George W. Bush and his cronies, and all of those people who vote with George W. Bush, like Marilyn Musgrave and the rest of them, Tom Tancredo, get the hell out of town. We've had enough.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic. Things are starting to look a little better on the highways this morning. I-70 back up to speed between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. If you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, doing okay from Sheridan on over. Now, southbound I-25, still a little slow as you head into downtown, and we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Southbound 225, seeing brake lights as you head down toward the Tech Center. Turnpike looking good through Broomfield and Westminster and around town. We're still pretty busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, and Belmont. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're all starting to thin out just a bit. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the upper 70s. We're already at 65 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Green up your turf and improve your soil. Apply Colorado-made Pro-Rich Turf Food by Richlawn. Available at your favorite garden center or log on to richlawn.com for a store near you. For a healthier, greener lawn, apply Colorado-made Richlawn Turf Food today.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on am760.net.
Trevino Mortuary reminds parents that spring is an exciting time for graduates, their friends, and families, but it's also a time when underage drinking can be a real problem. If you're a parent, talk with your teenager about drinking. You can help your teens stay safe by teaching them to respect the law themselves and others. This is from Trevino Mortuary. They've earned a reputation for kindness and understanding through many years of serving our community. That's Trevino Mortuary at 300 South Logan Street in Denver.
9:33, 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You had a lady call up. Can you have Jane slow down? I mean, all the all the really passionate, important stuff we're discussing, and some lady called, can you have him slow down? No, you know what, ma'am? I'll talk a lot faster, okay? Just listen carefully.
Jeez.
Can't call up and go, well, you know, listen, I think here's what we need to do, and this might be a winning strategy for the year 2006, and boy, I mean, this is important, and here's where faith plays a role.
Now, can you have the talk show host slow down, please?
Jeez. Some people have nothing going on in their lives, absolutely nothing. Well, you know what, if you've got plenty going on in your life, in your life or your lives, and the way you get treated means a lot, and when you go to buy a car, you know, any big ticket item, or, you know, even a small item, if you don't get treated the way you want to be treated, chances are you're not going to go back. And you're going to have a sour attitude. And that's one of the reasons why Rocky's Autos works very, 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 very hard. And I mean hard. To please every customer who walks on the lot. They really do. And right now, they've got their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So it's a chance for you to get some good bang for your buck. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 to put down towards your next automobile. And they've got a huge selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Man, they've got it all. And good people working out there, too. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Get out there and see my friends, the Al Shears. Get out there and see Spanky. Get out there and see any of the folks working at Rockies. And by the way, their new summer hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you get an extra hour of Rockies buying power. Check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. See their huge inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask questions. See their TV ads. I mean, you can do it all at RockiesAutos.com. Or do what I do, which is get out there to Rockies and check them out today. They're great people. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You know something? You get the most bang for your buck at Rockies. You get people who will treat you right. I mean, how can you go wrong? And that's one of the reasons why Mary and I go there time and time again, and we send our friends too. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
It's the price of safety. Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safe,
safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
9:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 78. Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. Thank you so much for putting up this morning with all the technical problems that we had. And thank you to the engineering department here for straightening all that out. If you didn't catch this, Time Magazine ranks Wayne Allard among the 5 worst senators. Wayne Allard ranked in Time Magazine as one of the 5 worst senators. Out of how many? Let me see. Well, no, out of all the, they only did the five, they only did the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They did 11 of the best, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 of the worst. So Wayne Allard was number 2 out of the 5. So you might want to stop by Wayne Allard's website today and send him a congratulations, or call his office and send him a congratulations. Way to go, Wayne. Nice. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
I was watching the GLAAD Awards Saturday night on Logo.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of GLAAD is new, and he relayed a story that he knew of a friend who was a lawyer who said he was having trouble with a conservative right-wing senator. And he said to him, when you were elected and you were sworn in, you put your hand on the Bible, and you promised to withhold the Constitution. And he said yes. And he said, you did not put your hand on the Constitution to uphold the Bible. Now, did you?
Well, I think it's very, very true.
And he received a standing ovation. Well, people went wild when they heard that. The programs told them that they should start talking to people and not let being gay be an issue in this country, a wedge issue, the way it had been before, because they had been silent, and the time for silence is not now, that everybody should have equal rights. The other thing is, we went to the town meeting last week at the Denver Historical Society, and Bruce Fein was there.
Yeah, the ACLU.
Oh, my God. What a speaker. What charisma. What intelligence. What everything. If you want to get his website, you just look up Bruce Fein, and they will give information about him in the articles he's written, and that he went to the Feingold hearing. He's been called for Republicans and Democrats. He does state in that particular article that he did believe in the impeachment of Clinton. He said he is wrong now, but he feels that this president, his cabinet, and everyone else in it has to be stopped. And the only people right now to stop him are the Congress, and they have done nothing. And when he listed his arguments, he would list numbers in the Constitution, what line. The way he writes, you can understand it. He's articulate and he's clear about what he believes in and why he is saying this. And he pointed this out at the meeting repeatedly. And he thanked Gary Hart for bringing up other information about spying, that his committee had brought it to the public's forefront to understand that.
Well, you know, I can't object to anything you're saying. I mean, he's a great guy. And, of course, I'm a big, big, big supporter of the ACLU, so...
Oh, yeah. We went around trying to find out, because we came in a little late, trying to find out who this gentleman was. And it was like, who is he? Vote for him. I don't care what he's running for. I mean, as he said, this is a republic, and we have to stand by it. We cannot lose it, and we can lose it very, very, very easily. And he said, and we are on the right track right now.
Well, I agree. I mean, we've gone astray, but, you know, hopefully we'll set the course back in the right direction come November.
Yes, I think that's very true, and I think people have to get out there and vote.
Yep, and also find a candidate and support that candidate.
That's right, and be active. Just don't sit there and talk about time. Get out there and do something.
You know what? I agree 100%. Sherry, thank you. Great call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I've certainly found my candidates that I like, and I'm supporting. I'm contributing to. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Jay, first of all, I'd like to thank you and Turk for getting such great guests on. And I also want to throw a shout out there for Angie. I was glad that she called in, and the guy that was talking about religion just before her. I totally agree. I mean, he's right on the money. I also want to thank you for supporting the Democrats and trying to talk some sense into a lot of Democrats that want to eat their own and try to nitpick amongst themselves.
Oh, boy, this is the biggest thing we face here, and I get this all the time in email, and, you know, that's one of the things that's brought up in this book, Crashing the Gate, which we're going to have one of the authors on tomorrow here on the program. We have got to stop eating our own, and we have got to band together, and we have got to realize that we all will profit, that we will all get our goals further accomplished and have an easier time of getting those goals accomplished under Democratic leadership than we will under Republican leadership. And by beating up and eating our own, all we end up doing is enabling the other side.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. There's so many people out there, including Kerry. I mean, Marcos Melitos, he's on with Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo a lot of times, and he is fabulous, and they have great guests on. That's all part of this network that you guys, this AM 760, that has such good shows on that brings out these things so people can hear this, and it's just like you were talking about. I heard it on AM 760 about Allard being one of the five worst, and I'm going to call him today and congratulate him for being one of the five worst and also being one of the 1 in 10 senators that voted for torture, and he thought that was okay. And besides that, Jay, I want to just throw out this real quick, that I was at the Larimer County Assembly Saturday, and as far as religion goes, I always looked at religion as people who had compassion for those that were the least amongst them. And what I saw at that county assembly was a group of 300 Democrats that had a lot of compassion for other people. They wanted the economy to move ahead, so that means that they want working people to make money. They want businesses to make money. They want the least among us to have health care and education and to be taken care of. And you know what that sounds to me? That sounds like Christianity. So I was amongst a lot of Christians on Saturday, and they didn't wear it on their sleeve, but they did it in their actions.
You know what? You're absolutely correct. I mean, that's why we take these things and make them into moral values debates, because we've failed to do this in the past, and we need to start doing it now. We need to start making them into moral value debates, and we need to counter this idea that we are all here on Earth to get ours for us and our own, and not give a damn about anybody else, which is basically what the GOP talks about on a day-to-day basis. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call. Call me again.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones here. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. It's 9:45, 15 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits.
the new Cars and Blondie together live.
One way or another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the new Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the new Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Do the herbs in Kaido Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaido Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, Nopal Cactus to metabolize sugars, and Hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
For you, call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a real guy from New Jersey, and this is a real story of how H57 Hoodia changed the life of someone I love. My wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using this all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. I'll tell you, I feel like I've known her forever, and I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. She's got a ton of energy. To me, she's always beautiful, but now you can tell she feels healthier and good about herself. I just wanted to say thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile. I'm a real guy, and I've seen the results firsthand. H57 Hoodia works. Become an H57 success story like Maggie.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 800-224-1938. To find out more about H57's free bottle promotion, try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. No matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, the 40 pounds down, big guy. 9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 78. Thank you so much for all of you today who put up with our earlier transmitter problems, and thank you to the engineering staff for fixing that. And while all of that was going on, we conducted a number of really good interviews. So tomorrow's show, between 6 and 10, is going to be jam-packed full of stuff. We're going to replay the Udall interview. We're also going to replay the Pete Stark interview about the IRS and about what this administration is trying to do with your personal information. If you didn't catch all of that, we're going to replay it. It's startling. And Pete Stark also has 17-term congressman, also has some other things to say about other topics, including Rumsfeld and immigration. And then tomorrow, we're going to have on Marcos from the Daily Kos. And I always have a hard time saying his last name, Melitzis, who has written this book called Crashing the Gate. If you haven't read this book, go to Amazon.com, go to Barnes & Noble, go get the book and read it. I read it twice. And it is, to me, one of the best books of the year. We'll also have Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America on tomorrow, too. So it's going to be a jam-packed show tomorrow morning. And I just thank you for being here every single day. It means a lot. To know that you're out here. Let's go to Rodrigo in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jay. This is Rodrigo. I just wanted to make a comment about the
politics and immigration.
Sure, go ahead.
Once the if the Republicans doesn't pass this bill to legalize at least 10 or 12 million undocumented workers, as myself, I don't mind saying it. You know, it's going to have a huge impact on the polls, because a lot of Democrats are going to go. A lot of Republicans, who are actually that Republicans voters, are going to switch to voting for Democrats. So the Democrats have to focus on the new people that have become citizens, U.S. citizens, and then they will be able to vote. That way, the Republicans lose, and the Democrats win, and we're all happy.
Well, I don't know what's going to come out of this immigration debate. I mean, I get, and I started out the 6 o'clock hour this morning reading. I read this, and then the transmitter went haywire. But this email from this guy, and to me the email was disturbing, about rounding up all illegal immigrants, holding them in barbed wire, enclosures. It's like, come on. And, you know, it's the fault of governments. It's the fault of the government of Mexico. It's the fault of the government of the United States. And, you invite people here with a wink and a nod, and now all of a sudden you want to criminalize them and make them all felons. And then how the hell are you going to round them all up, and you're going to break up families? And, you know, and I keep making these same arguments over and over again with these people. And now I'm getting to the point where, you know what, I'm just not answering these emails anymore, because I can't make these arguments anymore, because you can't get through to them. And they call themselves Democrats, and they call themselves progressives. And the amount of cruelty that they show and intolerance and the idea of taking people and vilifying them, it makes me sick.
You say they are for families and kids. I mean, they are separating families as it is. Let's speak right now, you know? I mean, how can they make that argument of, yeah, we like to unify families and kids. Well, they're looking out for the kids. I mean, that's not looking out for the kids. A lot of kids that are here, they came over here, like, they were, like, 2-3 years old. They don't know any other kind of way of life. If they come back to Mexico alone or any other part where they're from with their folks, with their parents, I mean, there's no way they're going to have a good future.
Well, even enter into this conversation, then you get people say, oh, well, you obviously must be for open borders. And I'm not for open borders, and I don't think anybody's for open borders. I'm just for trying to find some kind of human-based, compassion-based, practical decision on how to fix this without engaging in all of the hysteria and craziness that seems to be going on. And this woman wrote a column. I don't have a column in front of me. It was in the Denver Post on Sunday. I think it was in the Sunday. It was in, like, in the Colorado section or the Style section or something, where she was talking about how her and her friends, who are Hispanic Latinos, that if they speak Spanish in public or, like, in a restaurant, people give them, like, dirty looks. I mean, what is that all about?
That's just plain ignorant.
Well, yeah, I don't want to live in a society like that. So my natural inclination is to fight against that kind of an attitude. And I don't want to take people simply because they've come here trying to look for a better life and try to vilify them and then turn them into, like, felons. You know, there's just got to be a way to work this thing out. There's got to be a practical way to fix it. I can't believe that. And I've said this till I'm blue in the face of this station. I mean, we're the best of the brightest. Why can't we figure these things out without having to go into overdrive and have to go into such hateful rhetoric and get nasty about it?
There is, but the GOP is not going to allow it, because they're trying to keep us, like, poor. They're trying to keep us all poor.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that, you know, but wait a minute, though. That's a stereotype on your part. That's not true. There are, you know, there are tons of people who are, quote-unquote, European-based, who are not Hispanic or not Latino or not Mexican or whatever the case may be, not Latin American, who don't feel that way. I'm European based and I don't feel that way. I don't want to keep you poor.
No, but like you said, you just touched on a topic, a good topic. If you come here in the United States from Canada and you're looking person, I mean, you're gonna blend in better. What they don't like is just pretty much the color or African descendants or the Hispanics. That's what they're after.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. And I could be totally wrong about this. I could be totally wrong about this. And I'll bet you I'll get a bunch of email from people who think I'm wrong, but I'm going to say this. I think that in this year of 2006, and ever since the year 2000, and ever since 9/11, this entire country lives with a certain degree of fear in it, And this administration has egged that fear on and has used that fear. And so when you start to get into topics like immigration, when you start to get into topics like of undocumented workers or illegal immigrants, whatever you choose to call them, when you start to get into topics about Arab Americans, when you start to get into topics about Democrats and Republicans, when you start to get into all of these discussions, there is a division in this country, there is fear in this country, and there's underlying hatred in this country. And I put it at the fault of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I put it at the fault of George W. Bush and Karl Rove. And I for one, I'll tell you something, I for one am damn sick of it. I'm tired of it. I refuse to accept the idea that we can't sit down and work things out in this country, and that these people keep grinding this and keep pushing this division because it keeps them in power, and I think it's a time for us to put an end to it. Rodrigo, thank you for the call. I really mean that with all of my heart. It is time to put an end to all of this. And we live in this environment of fear. And these people keep, and I don't want to say these people, I want to be specific. The Republican Party and the leadership of the Republican Party, and that's George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Bill Frist, Dennis Hastert, John Boehner. You know, these people take this stuff and they fuel it. And so what they do is they pit us against each other. And they're pitting Americans against each other every single day. And then they make out like bandits and they stay in power. And the rest of us are too busy discussing about how many buses it would take to deport illegals instead of looking after how to really fix the situation. You know, all I can do is compel you. All I can do is compel you to get involved. All I can do is ask you to give up $25. All I can do is ask you to let's make the Democratic Party something. Let's move forward in November. Let's put a stop to all of this lunacy that's going on in this country and put a stop to it once and for all. Thank you so much for being out there. Thank you for putting up with the transmitter troubles this morning. We'll hook up again tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Would you like to get out of debt? Would you like to spend more time with your family? What would life be like if you didn't have to worry about money? Do you find it hard to imagine? Well, so do most people. The good news is MyFreedomSystem.com has the opportunity that you're looking for. MyFreedomSystem.com is the first system of its kind that allows ordinary people to partner with a billion-dollar company. What is being offered is the most advanced, patented, proprietary technologies so you can tap into the three biggest money-making trends in history. This system is a step-by-step method that brings people to you from all around the country already interested in what you have to offer. There's no selling, no meetings, no pressure. You can do this part-time or spare time and make an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days. To get your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects